News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Bunch of state charges and a federal hate crime charge brought against the man accused of the horrendous attack in Boulder, Colorado. A group of people holding a vigil in support of Israeli hostages attacked by a man wielding an improvised flamethrower and Molotov cocktail.
This individual, this terrorist, was allowed into this country by the previous administration, was foolishly given a tourism visa, and then was illegally allowed to stay. These individuals are going to be deported, and we're not going to tolerate such violence in our country.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt, referring to the suspect, 45-year-old Egyptian national Mohammed Sabri Salomon. A dozen people, including an 88-year-old Holocaust survivor, injured in the Sunday anti-Semitic attack. According to acting U.S. Attorney Bishop Gruhl, Salomon says he has no regrets, and if given the chance, he'd do it again. The White House says President Trump will likely talk trade this week with Chinese President Xi. Trade tensions between the two countries have recently intensified. Comprehensive ceasefire for Ukraine remains elusive. Negotiators met yesterday for a second round of talks, could only agree to exchange their dead and seriously wounded troops. This despite President Trump's efforts to end the bloodshed.
Time has passed, and despite huge amounts of diplomatic effort, it doesn't seem to be showing any particular results for the US at the moment. And despite having also made a number of concessions and angered the Ukrainian government a lot with the kinds of things Donald Trump has been saying they will have to give away, it doesn't seem to have moved Moscow. They seem to be waiting for something else or something more.
The BBC's Gary O'Donnell. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures in the red so far. Dow futures down 151 points. NASDAQ futures off 75. S&P futures 23 points lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're living with pain, see how Relief Factor can help.
My back got injured very bad. I was off work for about a year. I heard about Relief Factor from my wife. I took it every day, three times a day, for 3 weeks. I looked at her and I said, "The pain is gone." And she said, "I'm glad it helped." I said, "No, you don't understand. It's gone."
Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com and get your 3-week quick start today. Only $19.95.
At Straight Talk, we are all about no-brainers. Calling Grandma for her recipe, no-brainer. Streaming one more episode at 2 a.m., big no-brainer. Getting real unlimited data where you buy bananas, the ultimate no-brainer. Switch now and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2025 with select plans. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 7/2025. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation of single-line gold unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com/terms. Copyright 2025 Verizon.
And good morning. It's 6:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, and of course with Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes. Good morning, Chuck.
Morning. We've been a little bit slow. There was a wreck about 20 minutes ago on the BW Parkway southbound in the area at 175. At one point, it was backed up to Route 100. I just looked at the camera there, and it's still showing a little bit of a slowdown right at the scene. So it looks like most of the lanes are open, but if you're heading south early, some activity there. There's been a wreck because you're going into Prince George's County on Route 50 westbound after 301 and after the intersection at Route 197. And the cleanup was also still underway there. If you're out early just south of Towson this morning, crews are working on a gas leak and they're losing a lane each way, York Road at Stevenson Lane. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off mild for your Tuesday morning with temperatures in the 50s and 60s. Heading toward the afternoon, look for mostly sunny skies, highs mainly in the low to mid 80s. It will be a bit hazy at times with some of the smoke from the Canadian wildfires in our area. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Pretty nice morning outside, all things considered. Right now, you have about 53 degrees at Pikesville, downtown Baltimore. Wow, 64 already this morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning, I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. The driver of a pickup truck injured after crashing into a building in East Baltimore. Accident happened Monday night, the 1500 block of North Patterson Park Avenue. Impact caused the structure to collapse onto the vehicle. Baltimore County Police investigating a Monday afternoon shooting in the White Marsh area. Officers called to the 6300 block of Kenwood Avenue about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, found a juvenile with a gunshot wound to his upper body. The victim was taken to the hospital, where he is listed in stable condition. Maryland Governor Wes Moore has reached out to Colorado Governor Jared Polis following the weekend terrorist attack on supporters of Israel hostages. Moore says Maryland stands with Colorado, the Jewish community, and all communities targeted by hate. He says the horrific act of anti-Semitic violence was an attack not just on individuals, but on the various principles of our nation. And the 67-year-old man found dead on a burning vehicle last week is the owner of the Tropic Bay Aquatic Garden Center in Davidsonville. Police say Edward Koza discovered with his arms, hands, and mouth taped. There was evidence of a struggle inside the garden center. Investigators believe 18-year-olds Jonah Poole and Kylie Dakes assaulted Koza, then put him in his truck and used an accelerant to set it on fire. 6:05 on Talk Radio 680, WCBM lottery numbers, pick 3, 692, pick 4, 6062, and next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners, did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Birds will be in the Great Northwest tonight, trying to build on a three-game sweep with the lowly White Sox. They'll take on the Mariners in the first of three, and they'll do it with Colton Cowser back in the lineup. The Milkman reinstated from the IL after breaking his thumb in the first week of the season, missing a total of 54 games. Tomo Sugano will take the hill for Baltimore tonight at 9:40. Last night in baseball, Mike Trout made his return for the Angels in a big way in Boston.
First and second and nobody out. Mike swings and sends a drive out to left center field. Yeah, baby! Get that one up over the monster.
That call courtesy of Angels TV, Trout shot clear out of Fenway, 454 feet, capping a three-homer, six-run first for L.A. Angels hold on to beat the Red Sox, 7-6 was the final. Also, Mets out in L.A. beat the Dodgers, 4-3-10. Coming up in 30 minutes, there's a clear message emanating from Ravens camp in Owings Mills. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hey, folks, Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family-owned, family-operated for over 90 years. Now, that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCBM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top-quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof, MHRC number 1566.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Tuesday, June 3rd, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
Coming up on the show this morning in this hour, the left's dire warnings and outrageous comparisons
continue. We'll take a look at Trump's economic numbers, and they are off the charts. But our top story here today for you is the Supreme Court has once again decided to punt on an important Second Amendment issue, this involving the state of Maryland. Back in December 1st of 2020, here in our state, the state banned semi-automatic long guns, AR-15s. And that was challenged. Mm-hmm. The plaintiffs lost in district court and also before the Fourth Circuit. 4 years later, last August, a cert petition was filed in Snope versus Brown. The petition sat in purgatory for nearly a year with 14 what are called relists. Yesterday, the Supreme Court finally put the petition out of its misery and denied cert. Justices Thomas, Alito, and Gorsuch would have granted the cert. Justice Barrett, as usual, said nothing. Crickets. Justice Wow. Kavanaugh wrote a very unusual statement, which absolutely is infuriating me here this morning, respecting the denial of the petition. The first two paragraphs explain why the Maryland decision was questionable, and if you read these over, you would expect that Kavanaugh would have granted the cert.
Yeah, writ of cert basically says, yes, we'll hear the case.
Right.
That's all. And there's no judgment beyond it. Just, yeah, okay, bring it.
Indeed, Kavanaugh, as circuit judge, had found... As a circuit judge, the District of Columbia's ban on AR-15s was unconstitutional. But then we get to the last paragraph of his opinion, and he writes, additional petitions for certiorari will likely be before this court shortly, and in my view, this court should and presumably will address the AR-15 issue soon in the next term or two.
They don't move fast.
Well, here's the thing. This is set in purgatory for 5 years. For 5 years we've been waiting, as our Second Amendment rights shall not be infringed, but they are being infringed and have been infringed for 5 years. And this justice, Kavanaugh, comes out, and look, he's been a good of late, but every once in a while these guys are just maddening. You wonder, where's he coming on this? As a district court judge, he ruled a ban on AR-15 is unconstitutional. And here we would certainly think, in this particular case, at least grant the cert.
Well, I wonder if his judgment was that if they grant the certiorari now, that they would lose at the Supreme Court, and he wants to wait until he sees a court that's more favorable to finding as he found at the district. I just wonder.
Well, look, we know at least four votes there.
Yeah.
Because Kavanaugh has indicated, all but signaled, that he would rule again, like he did as
exactly.
The judge on the D.C. Circuit Court. So then you get into the question of Roberts, who's always a wild card, and Justice Amy Coney Barrett, who's turning out to be the Sandra Day O'Connor to Reagan and or the David Souter to Bush 41. Her slide into the oblivious, and recently that caused, as you know, President Trump to lash out at the president of the Federalist Society for putting some of these justices before him. Amy Coney Barrett was not a good choice. Repeat, not a good choice. There was the judge of Judge Bridget, I think her name is Beatty, out of Arizona. It would have been a much better choice. But in any event, this is just maddening. Here, once again, we've now waited for 5 years as our AR-15, Second Amendment rights have been violated by the state of Maryland. Now, of course, we're going to have to wait another term or two. Thanks, Justice Kavanaugh. We understand that you like beer. Maybe we'll send you a case.
Chuck will take care of it. Here's a barter deal. 613 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. What is today's day? It's the 3rd, right?
Yes.
That means, what, 17 days until the big event?
17 days to the big event, Yeah, we'll talk about that in a second.
Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the 3s.
It was the 3rd of June. Another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
There's another song that mentions 3rd of June. I can't place it right now off the top of my head.
Wasn't that Convoy?
Was it?
I think it was.
We'll figure it out.
Oh, it was. It was the 3rd of June and the dark of the moon. I think that's what it was. We'll find it.
Yeah, I think it's Who's Sorry Now?
I am. I know that for a fact.
That was it.
Please. Just pulling up. There might be an overturned vehicle in this wreck. Moravia Road at Bowley's Lane up on the northeast side of the city. So local traffic there. Heads up for that. Most of that minor wreck is gone on the BW Parkway southbound at 175. The backup was easing there. And the wreck going into Bowie this morning is also cleared. And we're back in business on 50 westbound. They reopened the lanes at 197. Nothing major yet on the Beltway. Only a brief delay southbound right now at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It was Corey Hart. His song was called Third of June. Not a big hit, but there was another song.
It was obscure, but that's why we have you here.
That's right, because we like to point out obscure things.
Yes.
Like when Chuck ever pays a bill.
Oh,
the
no,
Weather
I'm
Channel
sorry,
forecast.
There's a difference between obscure and never.
Yeah, I should say Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast today, mild. I messed up. Mostly sunny today. I was so focused on delivering the line, I forgot completely where I was.
Good, sir. You're right.
Today's high, 85 degrees. Could be hazy from the Canadian wildfires. Temps could reach the upper 80s, low 90s later this week. So hang in there. It's going to heat up, as they say. Right now, 56 and sunny in Annapolis, 53 in Columbia. Time for some one-liner news for you today. Netflix has announced that season 5 of Stranger Things will be released on the day before Thanksgiving. I don't know if you ever watched that series or not.
No, I actually never have.
Yeah, it's about a bunch of kids that get involved in...
They do things that get stranger?
Stranger-like, extraterrestrial stuff, UFOs,
Like growing plants in the air,
exactly.
Like extraterrestrial.
The problem is now that all the kids look like they're 30 years old, so
yes.
I don't know how they should have recast it. Newest K-pop music sensation is a boy band named Big Ocean. All three members are deaf.
Huh.
Yeah, got a group of hearing-impaired singers. I'm guessing their record label might be Def Jam.
I've never heard of such a thing.
Come on now.
A pet zebra broke out of its owner's pen, and as of this writing, is still on the loose in Tennessee. They posted a picture of the missing animal. It's a black and white photo.
Yes.
Just saying.
Sorry, folks.
Yeah. It's as good as it gets.
I'm amazed how these wild animals get loose, and they're found typically like in some tiny little grove in the middle of a suburb somewhere.
Yeah.
Like, wouldn't somebody spot it before 3 or 4 days passed?
You would think. You would think, of course. Looking back at Chuck's film career, you know he was in the movie Sandlot?
I did not know that.
Yeah. He played the Sandlot.
Is that right?
He did.
I was second base.
Folks, just a sample of what's coming June 20th at the
Queens Falls Stadium.
Crab
where
Feast
we used to play.
And Chuck Roast at Jimmy's Famous Seafood. Get your tickets today at WCBM.com.
You don't want to miss this, folks.
According to research by Campbell Soup, Americans are cooking at home at the highest rate since the start of the COVID pandemic. I smell a rat here. I think this is all...
It depends on what you're cooking.
Yeah, why? It's all of the a scheme to get you to use more Campbell's Cream of Mushroom Soup in your recipes.
What you not use it on, really, seriously.
Yeah.
You can use it on a roast. You can use it on chicken.
Casseroles.
Yeah. Chuck uses it on pie.
Chuck just drinks it right out of the can.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Cold with
instead
a chaser.
Instead of a straw, it's a big garden hose. You just plop it right into the...
Well, I wish I had one down. Right where you have your hand on the mic.
Are you calling us hoes?
You down.
You're calling us hoes?
New study shows that eating cannabis edibles can lead to heart disease.
Wow. What? Oh.
Not from eating the edibles, just from sitting around motionless all day.
Wondering how long you can balance that Cheeto on your nose.
Buffalo Bills quarterback Josh Allen married pop star Haley Steinfeld over the weekend.
Pop star Haley Steinfeld?
Yeah.
I guess I have some homework to do.
Yes, you do.
Yes.
She is an influencer, I think.
Is she?
One thing we do know, Josh's best man was definitely not Patrick Mahomes, your buddy.
Yeah.
You know?
The great Mahomey.
Although he and Lamar Jackson are friendly. There's a lot of mutual respect between Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson, so... Just saying. All right. Attention. This is your captain speaking. You all need to stop fighting on this airplane and getting drunk and filming each other, too. It's just getting out of control. Lowlights from Maryland. This is from BWI. From people that have been taking off and landing. America's naughtiest travel habits as it pertains to Marylanders. 10% have clipped or filed their nails on a plane.
Fingernails, toenails.
Good question. They don't differentiate. The toenails would be really...
If you have a hangnail, I can kind of get it. But beyond that...
Well, if you can get your foot up on the back of the seat in front of me, you probably would.
And the people in front, they won't mind.
Virtually impossible for you. Yeah,
they won't mind.
Oh, that's real nice.
They need fiber in their diet.
I know I can put my foot, Mr. Casey.
Tickets at WCBM.com. 21%
there or be square.
21% have brought strong-smelling food on the plane.
Well, that happens. Then stop like, making it available in the airport.
Nothing like a 2.5-hour flight to Florida with the guy next to you eating anchovies. Okay? Sorry. And, you know, they don't switch seats that frequently. 44% have reclined a seat without asking people around them. Do you do that?
No, I don't ask. No.
You just push right back?
Kind of lean back slowly.
Yeah, just lean back slowly.
Knock the guy out behind you?
I try.
If he had his head against the seat, that's his problem.
Yeah, he's leaning forward with his head resting on the seat. I'm sorry.
See, that's the problem. Just a little bit of protocol, a little bit of manners.
Yeah, another 2 inches between rows of it where you swell too.
Would you mind if I recline?
Yes.
No?
And they say, yes, what are you going to do?
First class. You recline anyway. But
yes, exactly.
At least you've asked. Okay? And we get out of these surveys.
So when you're driving down 795 coming to work, and do you signal left when you change lanes? And when you do you ask the car behind you, I've signal left, is okay if I come over now?
No, because the turn signal itself is a proper protocol to indicate that you are intending to change lanes.
By the
only
way,
when it's safe to do so, though.
Chuck, by the way, a turn signal is a little switchy thing on the steering column that indicates a lane change. Now,
Don't say switchy thing to Chuck, because that has a whole other meaning.
I just put my finger out the window.
Yes.
The question is, what's on it? All right, folks.
Over there.
Tickets available at WCBM.com.
Be there.
All right, the best
Saturday,
of the morning drive.
It's Friday night.
Best of the morning drive, and this wasn't one of them, here on WCBM.com.
I would rate this about a 4.
On a Rumble page as well. That's right. We're working up to the end of the show, folks, too.
It's coming, 4.5.
I come
How long
in, promise.
Going to be?
2 hours and 39 minutes from now. All right. Brought to you by the Law Offices of Michael A. Friedman.
The hottest months of the year are also the most dangerous, not just because of heat waves or storms, but because they stress the power grid to the limit. That's why My Patriot Supply created the Grid Doctor 3300 solar generator. It delivers 3300 watts of power, enough to run fridges, freezers, power tools, and more, all without gas, noise, or fumes, using free energy from the sun. And for a limited time, when you order a Grid Doctor 3300, you'll get 2 free 200-watt waterproof solar panels, a bonus worth $894. To claim your free panels before this offer ends, shop MyPatriotSupply.com/radio. Whether it's summer blackouts, hurricanes, or just peace of mind in uncertain times, the Grid Doctor Solar Generator has your back. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/radio, MyPatriotSupply.com/radio, and secure your Grid Doctor 3300 with 2 free solar panels today.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
622, 22 minutes after the hour. You can join us here. We are discussing the Supreme Court leaving in place bans on high-capacity magazines and some AR-15s. But the case involving Maryland, I want to point out, this law was passed in 2012, right after Sandy Hook.
Mm-hmm.
2012. And eventually percolated up through the appellate courts and so on and so forth until finally December 1st of 2024, the Fourth Circuit ruled on the case, leaving it in place. And now that sat for almost 5 years before the Supreme Court even considered a writ of certiorari. So we'll pick it up from there when we come back in just a second.
It could be they misspelled fourth and didn't quite understand.
Yeah.
You know. It's 6:23 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM travel. Right now, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
That wreck on the northeast side of the city, when it was dispatched out, said maybe an overturned vehicle, Moravia Park Drive in the area at Bowley's Lane. So right up there on the northeast side, not too far from Pulaski Highway, they'll have some flashing lights there. Beltway looks good. So far, we have not seen anything major with the volume building at both the harbor tunnels, and the lanes are open. Looking at the live shot here in the area at Sandy Point, both sides of the Bay Bridge are clear, and from that area, we're doing fine to the Severn River Bridge, and then over towards I-97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast today, mostly sunny, mild, and a high about 84, and that's more like it. All right now, it's a sunny 55 in the city, 56 in Arnold. We are, again, talking about this Supreme Court decision, and you need four votes to agree to take up a case, okay? We fell one short because of Justice Kavanaugh. Justice Kavanaugh, who is a district court judge on the Second Circuit, in the District Court of D.C., had ruled previously that a ban on AR-15s is unconstitutional. So we know where he is coming from.
Yeah, philosophically.
Philosophically, from a legal standpoint, from a constitutional standpoint, that the right to bear arms shall not be infringed. And that includes a semi-automatic long gun, not the assault weapon, as the left and the media try to demonize the semi-automatic long gun. So that, there you have it. And, of course, you just think, oh, this is a slam dunk. Now, forget about Justice Amy Coney Barrett, because she's toast. She's gone. I think if there's another opportunity for President Trump to put somebody on the high court, he's going to have to neutralize her. I don't trust her as far as I could throw her. Justice Roberts is also problematic for me.
Yeah.
As one. He's the Chief Justice. But again, this has been around for 13.
You want to try throwing him as well?
Yeah, might as well. Two for one.
Yeah.
2-for-1 deal there. But there was also a case out of Rhode Island. So you had two cases on a ban on AR-15s and so on and so forth that the Supreme Court could not. 2-for-1. Yeah, I just think they could have taken both up and said, we're gonna decide this once and for all. Of course, as we did with Chicago versus McDonald and D.C. versus Heller. So to me, it's the Supreme Court, they're basically telling us, we're too busy right now. We're too busy with these other cases. Maybe we'll get to some of the cases that they decide to take up. One of those cases I do think is important, that is on whether or not how long you can keep on counting mail-in ballots.
Right.
That's the one they did agree to take up yesterday. And, of course, in some states, you can count up to 2 weeks, up to 30 days. After Election Day. That has got to stop as well. But just a thought here again that who knows what might precipitate the need for an AR-15 here in America as we are watching Jewish people being attacked with flamethrowers and Molotov cocktails, as we're watching illegal aliens, again, in some areas of our cities and urban areas where Americans are being, routinely attacked on a regular basis. And look, the government can't be there to protect all of us. They're reactive, not proactive, and some of us might need to have an AR-15 for our own personal safety to protect our families.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the people on the left to say, you see, he used a Molotov cocktail. He didn't need an AR-15. So you don't need an AR-15 either, or some such idiocy as that. The idea somehow that they should be able to determine what kind of weapon you use to protect yourself against somebody with AR-15s, not with an AR-15, with a flamethrower. And with a whole batch full of Molotov cocktails, what if it's a small bazooka? I'm good with that. One shot, the guy's blown in half, and you walk away whole instead of on fire.
Yeah. Well, I just look at some people think I'm extreme, but when the Second Amendment says the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, that includes it. That includes it. Now, you may not like that it's a semi-automatic or even a fully automatic. See, I have a problem with the ban on machine guns as well. I think that if the United States government has machine guns, then we ought to have machine guns as well. I've often said that. The guarantee here is against a tyrannical government. That's the reason why the Second Amendment was put in place. It wasn't put in for hunting. It wasn't put in there for target shooting. It was put in there for self-defense, and that self-defense that you could protect your family, not property, but family and the individual, and at the same time from a tyrannical government, which you have to remember our founding fathers were fleeing from.
Yeah. very concerned about having a tyrannical government they had to face to, as a matter of fact. And the idea somehow, again, that we are being told, don't worry, there's been this three-legged stool, the police, the individuals, criminals, all have weapons. But don't worry, we're going to take off one of the legs, make sure citizens don't have weapons, but we're not going to post a policeman at your front door. So good luck with that.
Yeah, and that is something that is, I think, we've waited long enough for 13 years on this case. Thanks, Justice Kavanaugh, for nothing. 629, let's be real. If you're just surviving month to month and you're hoping it gets easier, in many cases it won't. If you're a homeowner living on a fixed income, you don't need to tell me how tough things have gotten. Prices have been climbing. The check stays the same no matter what you do. It never feels like it's quite enough. That's why you need to talk to Mark McVeary, the reverse mortgage answer man. Mark's been doing this for over 30 years, helping homeowners 62 years of age and older use a reverse mortgage to access the equity in your home. And that's without giving up ownership, by the way, very important caveat, and without a required monthly mortgage payment. You decide when you want to pay the loan back. It's not too good to be true. It's a federally insured loan that lets you stay in your home and reduce your stress and finally get some breathing room. So Mark will come out to your home, explain everything in plain language, help you figure out if it's the right move for you, if you're tired of just getting by. Do yourself a favor. Call Mark, 410-788-7070, 410-788-7070. You've got nothing to lose and possibly a whole lot to gain. 6:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce Elliott.
Thank you, Sean. Driver of a pickup truck injured after crashing into a building in East Baltimore. Accident happened Monday night at 1500 block of North Patterson Park Avenue. Impact caused the structure to collapse onto the vehicle. Driver was taken to a hospital. Investigators trying to determine what led to the crash. Baltimore County Police investigating a Monday afternoon shooting in the White Marsh area. Officers called to the 6300 block of Kenwood Avenue about 4 p.m. found a juvenile with a gunshot wound to his upper body. Victim was taken to the hospital. He is listed in stable condition. Maryland Governor Wes Moore has reached out to Colorado Governor Jared Polis following the weekend terrorist attack on supporters of Israeli hostages. Moore says Maryland stands with Colorado, the Jewish community, and all communities targeted by hate. The 67-year-old man found dead in a burning vehicle last week. He's the owner of the Tropic Bay Aquatic Garden Center in Davidsonville. Police say Edward Koza was discovered with his arms, hands, and mouth taped, and there was evidence of a struggle inside the garden center. Investigators believe 18-year-olds Jonah Poole and Kylie Dakes assaulted Koza, then put him in his truck and used an accelerant to set it on fire. Poole and Dakes both attended Southern High School. They were scheduled to graduate on Monday. Baltimore woman has been sentenced for her role in a fentanyl trafficking operation that supplied dealers in West Virginia. Daniela Giancoli will spend over 12 years in federal prison for coordinating the distribution of fentanyl pills to more than 10 drug dealers. Giancoli is a co-defendant. They worked out of a Baltimore apartment building. Investigators say they recovered nearly 9,000 fentanyl pills weighing more than 2 kilos. Jane Colley was sentenced in Northern West Virginia Federal Court. And 10 in-person classes at the National Fire Academy Emergency Management Institute in Emmitsburg, they've resumed. Earlier this year, the federal EMA, FEMA, canceled the training classes for firefighters. They've now started them back up again. 6:32, next, WCBM Traffic and Weather on the threes.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Pick 3 lottery number was 692 or is 692. Pick 4, 6062. And now at 633, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
We have a new problem at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, left-hand lane of the left tube southbound, broken down vehicle in the tube. It's been there a while already, at least 10, 12 minutes at this point. Right tube is open with the two lanes, only a single lane in the left tunnel. The backup now 95 is going back towards O'Donnell Street, rapidly going back towards the Eastern Avenue Bridge. And because of that, 895 southbound will start to back up now before the Eastern Avenue Bridge as you're coming south. So, of course, we're going to keep an eye on that. There is a report of an accident. Unfortunately, the Canberra is out northbound to 83 between the Beltway and Timonium Road. I see traffic at Timonium Road northbound, but there may be some road blockage as you're coming off the Beltway on the northbound side. The west side outer loop delay, by the way, has already begun, 795 down through Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off mild for your Tuesday morning with temperatures in the 50s and 60s. Heading toward the afternoon, look for mostly sunny skies, highs mainly in the low to mid 80s. It will be a bit hazy at times with some of the smoke from the Canadian wildfires in our area. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Wondering what a personal message with your credit card number has in common with way too many pictures of your dog? Well, they're both private. Because on WhatsApp, your personal messages are yours. No one else can see or hear them. Not even us. WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. After a day off, the Birds are back in action tonight in Seattle, beginning three games with the Mariners at 9:40 p.m. Tomo Sugano on the hill for Baltimore. Seattle, one of the surprise teams in the league this year. They're 32-26, first place in the American League West, a half game in front of the Astros. Meanwhile, through 29 home dates, attendance at Camden Yards is down 8%. Off 2,000 per game from a year ago. If you do the math, with an average ticket price of $35 and the Orioles' share of the add-ons of parking, concessions, etc., Orioles' in-stadium revenue would be lower by $10 to $15 million this year at this pace. The Ravens are back at it in Owings Mills for week two of the OTAs. The workouts are voluntary, but most of the veterans are here, and there's a reason for that, says edge rusher Odafe Owe.
Yeah, you know, we're tired of finishing in, you know, spots where we shouldn't have finished. We're just trying to capitalize, and you can tell by guys like Lamar, D-Hop, Deion, Bate, you know, Rowe, Kaham, Beeks, guys that, you know, don't, like you said, don't have to be here, but we're here, we're putting in the work.
NFL news, Patriots receiver Stephon Diggs was present for the team's voluntary organized team activity yesterday and greeting the media after he was absent all last week and made headlines for a video on a boat passing around a baggie with a pink substance inside that we here at the Morning Drive think could have been cotton candy. And Stephon Diggs was very pleasant to the media. College Football Hall of Fame announcing yesterday the names on its 2026 ballot for induction. Former Terrapins tight end Vernon Davis and head coach Ralph Friedgen are on it. Davis was named an All-American in 2005 and was a finalist for the Mackey Award, given to the top tight end in the nation. Friedgen restored the Maryland football program to national prominence during his decade tenure as the head coach of the Terrapins from 2001 through 2010, leading the Terps to seven bowl games, including a pair of New Year's Day appearances and a school record five bowl wins. The time now is 6:37. When we return, would you or wouldn't you let the Orioles off the hook?
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA. Pacific.
So here's the situation. News out of Arizona on Sunday. Yes. The Nationals and the Diamondbacks were playing. Corbin Burns was on the hill. And midway through, it was early in the game actually, came off the mound. The trainers came on. And basically, Corbin Burns told the trainer, "I'm done. My elbow's dead." He went for an MRI. The results are still inconclusive. They're going to be revealed today. The question, though, is if his season is over, do you let the Orioles off the hook for not making the final effort to sign him and not pay the $210 million or more that it would have required?
Oh, absolutely.
So you let him off the hook.
Why not?
I think it's an interesting question. You just don't know. He could have pitched a whole season here without a problem. Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Goes to Arizona for whatever reason. Who knows the way he was used, how many times he was used in the rotation. There's too many variables, I think. I don't think you can let them off the hook. I think you have to continue to hold their feet to the fire.
I think you can't let them off the hook for the reaction to not getting Burns. And that is, you know, saying it was good enough to get Charlie Morton and Sagano. Or Andrew Kittredge.
Well, obviously we know now it wasn't good.
Right. You've got to. If you're not going to get Burns, you got to go out and get another ace.
Either that or phrase it so that it seems to the public as if you're getting a positive out of the situation rather than settling because you can't get the job done.
And that's what they did. They settled.
Yeah.
But so anyway, so we don't know yet if Burns is done, but it could be a major injury for Corbin Burns.
Yeah, when he says my arm is dead, that's not good.
That's not good.
Thanks, Gary. Appreciate that. 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Tom is in Catonsville.
Good morning, Tom.
Hey, good morning.
Yes, sir.
Talking about the kind of weapons and arms that people should be able to have, I think it's a great starting point is the Constitution. It says that the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. It doesn't talk about our limits as what we can have, whether it's for personal protection or whether or not it should be regulated by the states or by the Congress. It's very specifically general that we should be able to keep and bear arms. And then when you think about what kind of arms might you need one day, I mean, just think about the last 4 years. They let in millions of illegals and hundreds of thousands of criminal gang members. If you've got a dozen gang members coming at you, you need more than a stick shooter. Okay? A lot of times things are moving very fast.
Yep.
Depends on what kind of weapons they have. You might need, and I'm not saying anybody should try to take on gang members or the government or anything like that, but if you're put in that position, you're going to need something that's going to give you the advantage.
You're going to need something that can hit multiple targets. You can need something that's going to have stopping power. If there was one person at that pro-Israel rally in Boulder with an AR-15, might that not have been a deterrent for anybody coming with flamethrowers or Molotov cocktails?
No, it would have stopped it after the first Molotov.
Yeah, exactly. You'd been able to neutralize that individual immediately. So I think it's sad. This is in the world in which we live. But you're right, Tom. The Second Amendment, because we are the militia.
And wait a minute,
that's the whole point.
It's not that sad that this is the world we live in. This has always been the world we live in.
Exactly.
The founders lived in the same kind of world. Different set of, their wardrobe was different. But they had the same exterior threats, the same threats. You could travel from point A to point B and be accosted by highwaymen. I mean, this is something you don't typically have, is people stopping
the firepower now is much greater. It's high. But again,
so what?
Remember, we went from slingshots and spears into bow and arrow, and then eventually, you had the musket, and then we had the Winchester, the first rifle. That had much greater firepower than the musket did. So there's always been improvements in arms. It's just the fact of the matter is that we should have access to them. Always, it's guaranteed. It's our right.
Revolution. You could have a cannon as soon as they were available, which was actually some time in the mid 1800s. You could have a machine gun. Matter of fact, you could have your own ship with lots of cannon.
Right.
And there were privateers all over the place commissioned by our government to do things for them for a profit. The idea somehow that we have to limit arms now because there are too many of them out there or they're more dangerous than they used to be. And you hear the lie. And nobody ever had a machine gun. Yeah, they did. As soon as they were issued, and it was way before we think machine guns existed. And you could have your own Gatling gun, which is basically a variant of, which shot a lot of bullets real fast. I mean, you see variations of the Gatling gun now on some of our helicopter warships.
Sure.
So it's amazing the ignorance of historical facts or the presumption of somehow that these are times we live in now that are unique and different. So if the government take care of us in a unique and different way, one has the moral right, and I would argue responsibility, to protect yourself, your family, your property.
But morals don't even factor into it from a legal standpoint. We have a right guaranteed to us under the Constitution of the United States. That is the rule of law in this land that says we have a right to bear arms, and that right shall. It's not may. It's not kind of. It shall not be infringed. And I don't part of that. The United States Supreme Court doesn't really understand.
6:43 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBN. We've talked about the rule of law. How about the loon of raw? Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
He's talking pig Latin.
Pig Latin.
the southbound left lane of the left tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Vehicle has now been there almost 25 minutes in that lane, and as a result, 95 is now backed up to Moravia Road. 895 is now backed up to Moravia Road. So already here we are at 6:45, and we're backed up with 25 to 30 minute delays at both the Harbor Tunnels. Only the right lane of the left tube is open. The right tube is open with both lanes, but this thing is out of sight already, and a big problem there. The wreck is on I-83. It is northbound between the Beltway and Timonium Road. Can't see it. The camera there is out. I was looking at the Beltway camera at York Road. I don't see any big impact there trying to get onto 83, and I can actually see traffic going up towards Timonium Road, so there are some traffic lanes getting by, but be prepared for that. Already jammed up on the Beltway west side from 795 down through Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast today, sunny and mild and a high of 84. Could be hazy from Canadian wildfires. Temps could reach the upper 80s, low 90s later this week with some rain maybe on Friday. Sunny 57 in Dundalk, 57 in Edgewater. Time to head out to the truck wagon. Talk about trucks law. It's always two for one there. Of course, you don't buy one, you just take one.
You should take one.
Yeah, take one, get one free. And,
what's wrong with that?
Nothing wrong with that. That's Chuck's law.
It's written down,
that's
so
right.
It has to be true.
Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of Butterball Johnson today.
We make room for clouds.
Indeed, today is National Egg Day.
You gotta love it, the incredible edible egg.
By the way, egg prices are down 62% since President Trump took office. Remember the escalating price of eggs? Down 62%, and they'll continue to fall here in the coming weeks and months. Do you have a favorite kind of egg? I mean, there's so many different ways to make eggs.
I'm a sucker for really good deviled eggs.
You like deviled eggs?
Made with dry mustard.
Okay.
That's a little tang to it. I have no control. It's not that they're my favorite. I have no control. Deviled eggs are like crack to me. I mean, if you put one in front of me, I'm sorry. God, I have to.
So it's just a fancy hard-boiled egg, really, is what it is.
Oh, it's tasty, though.
Yeah.
Keep that in mind when we get something on him. Just wave that in front of him. He'll sing like a canary.
Put a deviled egg on a stick and watch him.
They serve that now in San Francisco at the ballpark.
Do they really?
Oh, yeah.
Deviled eggs on a stick?
And quiche on a stick, too.
Oh, okay.
I ain't sitting behind you.
Nothing like a couple of fried eggs, as part of your breakfast with hash browns.
Black beans.
Bacon. Nothing like it, folks. It's good breakfast. Hard-boiled, soft-boiled, scrambled, you name it. My favorite's the Western omelet. I like the Western or the Denver omelet.
I'm all for that.
Yeah, I like soufflés.
The soufflés?
Oh, chocolate soufflé.
That's a little fancy for me.
Sissy.
Yeah. Basically, it's like a warm pudding somehow. It's nice.
Soufflé.
Soufflé.
Excusez-moi. Pop-Tarts are crushing the freezer aisle. They're bringing your childhood favorites along for the ride. That's right. Just what we need. Pop-Tart ice cream sandwiches. They're now a thing in supermarket to you. Remember, McDonald's opened up the sort of a small spin-off concept called Cosmics.
Closing them up.
Yeah, they're now closing all of them as of Friday.
Right.
All five locations will be permanently closed. Apparently did not go over well.
They had one in Orlando that had an hour backup around it every day.
What did they serve there?
It was like lattes and different things like that.
It was cosmic.
So did you have to wait in line, or did you get through the Chuck Whitaker Express lane?
I just went to the back door, and the guy handed it out, and I took off.
That's right. Yeah. The fast track, folks.
He did that by showing him, say, I'm the Uber guy.
He went to the Uber window. Oh, that's a secret. Because all these places now have Uber Eats or,
a
Grubhub window, so the food delivery guys can go to that special window and get their food.
Right. He had a Sharpie, he had a piece of cardboard, he wrote Uber on it, put it in the front window.
And my guys, my two or three drivers, I have Hodash.
Or a Chuck Wagon, either one.
Yeah, either one, Chuck Wagon and Hodash.
Sonic.
Hodash, you get a surprise.
Sonic now is sweet, cold, foam-topped lemonade. Yeah, that's a sounds like it could be refreshing in the as the heat is arriving here summertime in late spring. And Keebler is dropping the new Superman inspired fudge stripes flavor cookie. So there you have it, Superman cookies now from the elves at Keebler. By the way, they're uncommonly good wherever they come from.
They are.
And they're made in trees by elves.
That's right.
They're just cosmic.
Just keep that in mind. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. 6:48, 12 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock.
Hakeem Jeffries, a man who clearly doesn't seem like he's up to the job, was confronted with some of the actually horrific numbers the Democrats currently have as far as public approval on everything from who they are to what their policies are. And he somehow tried to turn a 16% approval rating, honest to God, 16% approval rating on some of these issues into a positive.
We have to continue to make the case, one, that Democrats, of course, are the party that is determined to make life more affordable for everyday Americans, for hardworking American taxpayers, that we believe that we need to lower the high cost of living, which for decades has been going up while the size of the middle class has been going down. So understandably, there's real frustration amongst the American people.
No. It's not frustration among the American people. And as far as the inflation goes and the rising prices go, grab a mirror, would you, Hakeem? Stand next to Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and say those words again and see if you can even see them in the reflection or if they're like ghosts that don't even appear. It's your responsibility. You guys ran the government into the ground. Both sides spend too much. We're clear about this. But my God in heaven, you had no sense of responsibility whatsoever. And then you got out there and spread lies. Oh, well, the price of eggs is up. We're actually at the point they were saying that. No, they were down. And they're down even further now. And that's over and over and over again. But now that has actually entered into the lexicon, Sean. You have serious, quote-unquote, news people talking to the Secretary of the Treasury saying, what are you going to do now that things are so bad economically?
We wanted to make sure that there aren't price increases, Margaret, and thus far there have been no price increases. Everything has been alarmist, that the inflation numbers are actually dropping. We saw the first drop of inflation in 4 years. The inflation numbers last week, they were very pro-consumer.
Yeah, that, of course, is Scott Bessent with Margaret Hoover this past weekend, and he said, here's an idea for you. Instead of saying, oh, let's play the pretend that unicorns travel through the sky on you know, little dust made of stars, let's talk about reality.
65% of the tariffs will likely be eaten by the Chinese producers. When we were here in March, you said there was going to be big inflation. There hasn't been any inflation. Actually, the inflation numbers are the best in 4 years. So why don't we stop trying to say this could happen and wait and see what does happen?
I wonder what you said that, Margaret, when I was here in March,
yeah. You
said there was going to be big inflation. Not only is there not big inflation, it's down.
Yeah, I think you mean Margaret Brennan.
Margaret Brennan, yeah.
And Margaret Hoover is
right.
Different Margaret. 6:51, 9 minutes now.
Before a different Margaret.
7 o'clock.
Oh, it's a new book by Sean Casey.
Coming up, some extreme Democrat rhetoric, death warnings, and the comparisons to mass murderers. They just know no bottom as of yet. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Finding assisted living is tricky enough without someone trying to trick you. That's why at Lorien, they don't tell you one thing on the tour, then something else after you move in. They tell you exactly what to expect, from their transparent pricing to their robust available medical care, with a licensed nurse on site 24 hours a day. Lorien was Maryland's first assisted living location over 45 years ago, and they strive to be Maryland's most reassuring now. Their pricing calculator provides a great start. Try it online at LorienMakesSense.com.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at renovation.real estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid
Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch. IPSvirtual.com. Thank you again.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
At the top of the hour, we'll keep you on top of the news on Talk Radio, WCBM AM 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
6:53 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the broken down vehicle still there, left the lane of the left tube southbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Been there for half an hour now. Backups go all the way back both on 95 and 895, all the way back to the city county line. Just noticed and was getting a report of an accident southbound on 95 in the area around the Harford County and the Baltimore County line. And apparently now there is a tractor trailer fire on the northbound side, same spot, just around the Harford County and the Baltimore County line. So now we're getting a delay after Mountain Road and the camera here at Joppa Road, which is north of White Marsh Boulevard. Traffic is now pretty much stopped on the northbound side of 95. So that's going to be a big problem there. We'll need to think already about Philadelphia Road or Pulaski Highway getting around that. One problem each way on 95. And then keep in mind, we had the wreck earlier on 83 northbound between the Beltway and Timonium Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for this Tuesday, sunny and mild today. High of about 84 right now, sunny 55 and Pasadena 56 in Parkville. Well, as Democrats grow increasingly more and more desperate, no strategy, no vision, no real leaders. When you got Pete Buttigieg filling in the top of the polling for the Democrats, you got problems, okay? Kamala was rejected. Gavin Newsom is a big fat nothing.
As far as Tim Walz.
That's right. Tampon Tim. What an absolute joke he is. I mean, really. And then when you look at they're trying to prop up Wes Moore, you know, you got issues. But Hakeem Jeffries, he is the House Minority Leader. He is afraid of the one big beautiful bill. He's afraid because it would implement the Trump agenda and deliver on a promise and most likely keep the House in Republican hands next year. So he's got to resort to death warnings to scare the living dickens out of voters.
This bill actually hurts everyday Americans in order to reward billionaires. It would strip away health care from approximately 14 million Americans. Premiums, co-pays, and deductibles for tens of millions more will go up. Actually, if it ever were to be implemented into law, hospitals will close, nursing homes will shut down, and people will literally die.
People, this bill will pass and people will start dropping like flies.
Literally, not metaphorically.
Yeah, he said literally. Yeah. People will die
not
if
theoretically.
We pass this bill. But wait, there's more. It gets worse. New York Times faux conservative columnist David Brooks. We facetiously, you know, we parody this stuff. We satirize it and say, you know, the only thing they haven't compared Donald Trump to is Stalin and Hitler's an automatic, but you got Stalin and Pol Pot and Idi Amin. Well, he went there.
There's folks at Boston University who count how many people have died because of what Doge did at USAID. And USAID was a very ill-managed organization. That's true. But according to the Boston University folks, so far 55,000 adults have died of AIDS in the 4 months since Trump was elected. 6,000 children are dead because of what Doge did. That's just PEPFAR, the HIV. You add them all up, that's 300,000 dead, and we're 4 months in. Now, you add accumulate that over 4 years, the number of dead grows very high. There are mass murderers in the world, Pol Pot, Mao Zedong, Stalin. We don't have anybody on the list for America. And I don't think it's the same as committing the kind of genocide they did. But by taking away that agency and being at least semi-responsible for the deaths of probably by the end of this hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people, that's Elon Musk's legacy. And the people who work at Tesla and SpaceX might want to think about that.
Okay, back in the 1930s, Italians, when they were criticized for where they were as a country, would say, at least Mussolini makes the trains run on time. We're being told this by USAID. Doesn't matter how much corruption, doesn't matter how much or what percentage of the money that was supposed to go to actually help people ends up in corruption, in bribes, in kickbacks, in waste, in fraud, in abuse. As long as one person is helped, that justifies $1 billion to USAID, and they're because at least he made the trains run on time.
This passes for so-called intelligent comment from the New York Times, which is just beyond the pale.
Amazing.
To compare Elon Musk, who is a genius, who is a brilliant man, to any mass murderer, that man should have his mental capabilities checked. I'm talking about David Brooks here. But that waste, the fraud, the abuse, I mean, when they're spending money on drag gerbil shows or whatever in Uganda, what about the money that doesn't get to the intended people that need it, like these AIDS victims? I mean, come on. That is just one of the worst comparisons I've ever heard.
Oh, fine. Make fun of drag gerbil shows. Fine.
Rescue Natural Supplements want to emphasize that the rollback pricing continues for 2010 as we extend the Memorial Day sale. All your favorite Rescue Natural Supplements, the nutraceuticals, as they are called, whether it be the omega-3s or the red yeast rice, LDLX Q10, the Rescue Probiotic 5X, you name it, there is over 50 different supplements that can help you live a healthy life or repair your health if it is in bad shape. So best thing I can recommend right now, head to the website, res-q.com. Check out the already marked down 2010 rollback prices. And right now, you can also save 33% on any single bottle by using the coupon code WELLNESS, W-E-L-L-N-E-S-S, or call 1-800-26-ALIVE or at res-q.com.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. Anach Thomason. Prosecutors say the Egyptian national, the illegal alien accused of trying to burn people to death in Boulder, Colorado, says he wanted them all to die, had no regrets, and if he could, he'd do it again. The victims had gathered peacefully in support of Israeli hostages in Gaza when they were attacked by a man brandishing a flamethrower and hurling Molotov cocktails. President Trump said to be outraged by the attack.
And it is unacceptable to this president and this White House.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt. The suspect, 45-year-old Mohammed Sabri Salomon, faces a raft of state charges and a federal hate crime charge. Popular Christian ministry Focus on the Family, based in Colorado Springs and led for 20 years by its president Jim Daly, has been designated as a so-called hate group by the Southern Poverty Law Center, a left-leaning political activist website. Daly is pushing back against the center's inflammatory rhetoric, saying the liberal group always finds a way to hate Christians. Gary Schneeberger, assistant to the president for media relations, tells Tom Tradip of Town Hall News that a nationwide survey indicates Focus on the Family is the farthest thing from a hate group.
This is just from last year, Tom. This is last year's survey. 170,000 couples with marriage in crisis say Focus on the Family helped them make significant progress towards saving their marriage. 530,000 moms and dads credit us with helping them build stronger families in the course of the year. That's what's really going on, and that's what's really going on under the leadership of Jim Daly.
Other Christian organizations branded hate groups by the Southern Poverty Law Center include such respected names as the Family Resource Center, the Alliance Defending Freedom, and Charlie Kirk's Turning Point USA. Could be headed for a lower open this morning on Wall Street. Dow futures down 162. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're living with pain, see how Relief Factor can help.
I'm an artist, and I'm in my studio. I listen to the radio all day, and I'm hearing the ads about Relief Factor. And I've got pain in my neck, and it's getting worse. And I'm thinking, well, I'm going to go ahead and order this. 2 weeks later, I've got much better range of motion. If you're experiencing pain at a certain point in life, I would get Relief Factor.
Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com and get your 3-week quick start today. Only $19.95.
At Straight Talk, we are all about no-brainers. Calling Grandma for her recipe, no-brainer. Streaming one more episode at 2 a.m., big no-brainer. Getting real unlimited data where you buy bananas, the ultimate no-brainer. Switch now and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2025 with select plans. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 7/2025. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation of single-line gold unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com/terms. Copyright 2025 Verizon.
Man, she's a fast talker. A 703 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, Talk Radio 680. We are at the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, and of course, Chuck Whitaker, Traffic and Weather on the threes.
All right, so the left tube is back open again. Broken down vehicle has cleared from the left tube southbound Fort McHenry Tunnel. Back up on 95, though, is still back to Moravia Road. 895 has moved down just a bit. Right now, it's at Pulaski Highway. Both the tunnels now with all the lanes open. 20 to 25 minute delays southbound. The other big problem is northbound 95 up above White Marsh Boulevard near the Harford County, Baltimore County line. Tractor trailer on fire. We're losing a couple of lanes on the northbound side. And in the meantime, back up there is northbound from White Marsh Boulevard. See a lot of traffic southbound. There was a wreck on your side as well. After Mountain Road, there's a lot of traffic exiting at Mountain Road going over to Pulaski Highway. That's the preferred detour route around that. And earlier, the accident was in the two left-hand lanes northbound I-83 between the Beltway and Timodium Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off mild for your Tuesday morning with temperatures in the 50s and 60s. Heading toward the afternoon, look for mostly sunny skies, highs mainly in the low to mid 80s. It will be a bit hazy at times with some of the smoke from the Canadian wildfires in our area. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's not bad outside. In fact, it looks like a beautiful day ahead of us right now. 55 degrees in Edgewater. Ellicott City has 49 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Well, FEMA shut it down, and now it's back open. In-person classes at the National Fire Academy and Emergency Management Institute in Emmitsburg, they have resumed. Once upon a time, their first responders and firefighters were all there, and this is after DHS deemed the Academy non-essential. They were then not there anymore. And last month, FEMA said, yep, they're there again. So that is happening. In Washington County, big news, 2025 Ice Cream Trail launches today. From now through September 22nd, the self-guided trail gives ice cream lovers a chance to try some unique flavors and support the local ice cream shops. I should have led with that story. Driver of a pickup truck injured after crashing into a building in East Baltimore. Accident happened Monday night, the 1500 block of North Patterson Park Avenue. Impact caused the structure to collapse onto the vehicles. Baltimore County Police investigating a Monday afternoon shooting in the White Marsh area. Officers there were called to the 6300 block of Kenwood Avenue. About 4 in the afternoon, found a juvenile with a gunshot wound to his upper body. Victim taken to a hospital, listed in stable condition. And Maryland Governor Wes Moore has reached out to Colorado Governor Jared Polis following the weekend terrorist attack on supporters of Israeli hostages. Moore says Maryland stands with Colorado, the Jewish community, and all communities targeted by hate. 706, pick 3 lottery number, a 692, pick 4, 6062, and next, it's Stein on Sports.
Comcast Business is celebrating Small Business Month by giving you a $1,000 small business bonus when you switch to a qualifying gig speed package from the company with over 99.99% network reliability. Just imagine the thousands of possibilities of a $1,000 prepaid card. Like possibility number one, company merch for staff. Stylin'. Or possibility number 24, the latest software. Upgrade. Or possibility number 192, new equipment powered by Gig Speed. Or possibility number 555, a 3D printer. Rapid prototyping, anyone? Switch to Comcast Business for over 99.99% network reliability, advanced cybersecurity, and now get started with a $1,000 small business bonus. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
And 62225. New customers only with two-year agreement. Other restrictions apply.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. The Orioles hit the road for a six-game out west road trip beginning tonight in Seattle. Game time 9:40 p.m. with Tomo Sugano on the hill. Two Orioles of note on this trip. Colton Cowser returning from the IL after missing 54 games with a broken thumb. And new Orioles special advisor to the coaching staff, John Mabry, on the trip as well. General Manager Mike Elias revealing why Mabry has been added.
It's a young staff. That's something that I'm aware of. There's a relative inexperience, but it's a very talented group.
Mabry brings 14 years of playing experience and 10 years of coaching experience to the organization. Here's manager Tony Mancelino on the addition.
I gravitate towards people like my dad, right? Like people like my dad, they've been around, they've been in the game for a long time. There's a lot of wisdom. It's really important to have that in every environment, and we're just really excited for John and being here.
Tony Mancelino's father, Doug Mancelino, was a major league coach for over 30 years. Ravens and Owings Mills for their second week of three voluntary workouts. Talk of the camp is the beefed up edge rusher, Odafe Owe.
I'm just really happy with Odafe right now in terms of like what he's done in the last 3 months. You saw him out there, right? I mean, how's he look to you? He looks good.
Head coach John Harbaugh saying always added bulk. He's picked up about 20 pounds. Could add a bull rush move to his pass rushing ability. Coming up in 30 minutes, Orioles shortstop Gunnar Henderson joining some lofty company. And that is Stein on Sports.
Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family owned for five generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years.
To Glen Burnie, to Fort McHenry, and the Star Spangled Banner. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's hour number two here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland. Coming up in this hour, Operation Patriot was a mass success in Massachusetts.
Wow, was it?
We have the latest for you on the Epstein files and why Cash Patel and Dan Bongino may have changed their tunes, and what Robert Mueller did with the Russiagate docs is, I think, criminal. Top story here today, once again, Tampon Tim in action, and we'll take a look at the missing children in during the Biden regime.
The former VP candidate under Kamala Harris for the presidency, he was obviously nominated for VP, Tim Walz, he's running, folks. I mean, you don't show up in order to kiss Jim Clyburn's ring unless you really have thoughts about running in 2028 when it comes around. And he's running. He wanted to be there. Wes Moore was down there in South Carolina kissing the ring as well. By the way, Clyburn has a special ring that is had surgically attached to his backside so that when they kiss the ring, that's the one they're talking about. Just to be clear, at least that's what I understand. You could ask. All right. So at any rate, Tim was speaking.
Is it the ring around? Never mind.
Yeah. It's yes, whatever. So Tim was speaking, and he's trying to clarify for those of us yokels exactly how politics works in Minnesota and why somehow this is going to be the model for him as he runs for 2028. Listen carefully.
In Minnesota, we call ourselves the Democratic Farmer Labor Party. We are two parties. The Democratic Party and Hubert Humphrey brought the Farmer Labor Party together.
Okay, so for those who weren't clear on exactly how they characterize the parties in Minnesota, it's the Republican Party and Mr. Walls, what was it again?
The Democratic Party. The Democratic Party.
The Democratic Party. The Democratic Party.
Oh, okay, I see what you did there.
Yeah, okay, it's very clever, Tim. I like that a lot. Of course, that's his own particular brand of masculinity, as they say. He's all up on that masculine stuff, at least his brand of it, or so we are told. I don't know about you guys, but I want to model my life after his particular kind of masculinity, because here's a guy who's running for VP who could drop the that particular F-bomb in a speech and not even slow down. He was just simply on to the next topic. And as far as over at the RNC, as soon as he got done with that speech, I have a little bit of audio from one of the staffers talking about what to do next with their opposition across the aisle.
Outstanding. Now, let's bite all the heads off, pile them up in the corner. Pile of bodies. Pile of heads.
Outstanding. Pile all the heads up. Pile them in the corner. That seems to be, look, I'm sorry to make fun of this, but you have one side that's serious about politics, and they're serious about governing right now, and that's the GOP. And you have another side who has no idea who they are or what they believe in or how they're going to get from point A to point B. They don't know. And so all they can do is keep throwing spaghetti up against the wall and hope somehow that something is going to stick. Whether it does or not, it's a bit of a question mark. We'll see. Coming up, the 500,000 missing kids exploited under the Biden administration. Well, there's continuing news on that. You'll have that coming up from us on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. First, though, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, representing the traffic party. It's Chuck Whitaker.
Yeah. It's a party right now, 95, I can tell you that. Paul, one of our listeners, said he just went by that tractor trailer on fire. Some traffic is getting by to the left. It's northbound 95 before you get to the Harford County and the Baltimore County line. So we're backed up all the way back to White Marsh Boulevard. Now, the express lanes are getting by a little better. Eventually, they're going to run into the backup as well. But if you're coming up in the express lanes, you can bypass all of that traffic. In the meantime, the southbound traffic, which had a minor accident of its own after Mountain Road, and then also looking at the traffic trailer fire, they're backed up beyond the ramps at Mountain Road. So now we're getting a lot of overflow traffic on Pulaski Highway through that area. The wreck on 83 north of the Beltway finally made it to the shoulder. That's starting to loosen up. Our normal delays on the Beltway on the Parkville side, 795 to Frederick Road on the west. No new problems at the Harbor Tunnels, but an earlier broken down vehicle at the Fort McHenry Tunnel still keeping us slow. 895 around Urban Avenue, Pulaski Highway 95 now is just around Moravia Road down through Eastern Avenue, so we're still in the area of 20 to 25 minute delays southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Chuck, one of our listeners, Helen, who says she's 86 and listens to the show every day, is a little bit concerned that, that there may be harm coming to you.
Yeah.
She's worried about, we keep referring to a Chuck roast.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean that that Chuck will be burned or somehow indelibly marked?
No, he's already indelibly marked.
Yes, a roast is a reference. Yeah. We're paying tribute, actually, for his 50-plus years in the business.
I don't want to think Jimmy wants to start a fire with me involved. Yeah.
No, exactly.
Yeah. So, and to be clear, he's already marked, just like the MS-13, the teardrop on his face. He has a Big Mac across his forehead. So.
And you'll have a baseball bat drawn into the back of your head.
Come on.
That imprint.
Come on,
right,
January 20th.
Spot.
Folks,
Louisville Slugger.
You can get more of this, if you like, on Friday, June the 20th at Jimmy's Famous Seafood. Grab your tickets today, WCVM.com.
Chuck's, it's going to be crappy.
Yes, it is. Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, sunny and mild today, and a high of 84. Right now, 57 in Forest Hill, under sunny skies, 61 in Stevensville. Time for our MAGA update.
From this moment on, America's decline is over. For American citizens, January 20th, 2025 is Liberation Day.
Yeah, since Liberation Day, all sorts of money has been coming in via tariffs. Inflation remains down. Boy, were the pundits and experts and all the drive-by state-run media types were wrong again. Russell Vogt, he is the Office of Management and Budget Chairman. He is most likely going to take over for Elon Musk and running Doge. He corrected the media the other day over the weekend, and specifically the Congressional Budget Office, which is not to be trusted, folks. It's run by a bunch of partisan hacks regarding the so-called predictions of the one big beautiful bill.
This bill doesn't increase the deficit or hurt the debt. In fact, it lowers it by $1.4 trillion. What some of the watchdogs have done is they have used CBO's artificial baseline, which doesn't allow and assume that current tax law will be extended because of sunsets that are in the law. They don't do that with suspending. It is totally something that would be foreign to any common sense person who comes and looks at how we budget in this country. And so when you assume the extension of the president's tax relief from 2017, this budget or this bill, and it's really a reconciliation bill. It's not really a budget bill. It is using a budget process. This is a $1.4 trillion over 10 years deficit reduction. It's $1.6 trillion in mandatory savings. Obviously, we have a little bit of spending in there as well for border and defense. But that is the biggest mandatory savings package that we have seen since the 1997. It's very historic.
Yeah, so that everything else that you've heard, that this doesn't reduce the deficit, that this doesn't actually cut anything, is just wrong. Now, there are people like Chip Roy and others that want more. Yeah, I want more. We all want more. Maybe if Andy Harris knew this, he wouldn't have voted present. Who knows? But, you know, the fact of the matter is $1.4 trillion in deficit reduction over 10 years from the man himself who helped craft this whole thing, Russell Vogt at OMB. On Friday, during a Oval Office visit with Elon Musk, the room erupted in laughter after President Trump offered a hilarious bit of marital advice to French President Emmanuel Macron, who got slapped by his wife as the airplane door opened.
This week there was a video on board a plane that showed the First Lady of France slapping her husband, Emmanuel Macron. Do you have any world leader to world leader marital advice?
Make sure the door remains closed. Is
that good? Turn your head.
When I spoke to him, and he's fine. They're fine. They're two really good people. I know him very well, and I don't know what that was all about, but I know him very well, and they're fine.
Another judge, federal judge on Monday, blocking President Trump deporting criminal Venezuelans under the Alien Enemies Act. This was a Trump appointee. And once again, the Federalist Society put all these names up, and Trump trusted them, and most of them have turned on the president. Mm-hmm. So it is just amazing. He did issue a second warning as radical judges threatened to block his tariffs, but there is a huge development there. Of course, that federal appeals court last Thursday temporarily reinstated President Trump's tariffs after the Court of International Trade in New York said he exceeded his authority. So the tariffs continued to be imposed. Congratulations to Paul Ingracia. According to President Trump, he's been named the head of the Office of Special Counsel. And, of course, Paul used to work over at Gateway Pundit and very good legal mind, and I think he's going to bring a lot to that position. A former Israeli hostage revealed his Hamas captors' behavior changed immediately after Trump was elected. He was better, got better medical care, got better food, was nourished, and was taken care of after Trump got in office. Butler, The Untold Story of the Near Assassination of Donald Trump, book to release in this July, claimed by a primary source journalist, and Trump has endorsed this book, so it'll be out coming this July. And this is from Selena Zito. She writes for the Washington Examiner.
Yeah.
She is the author of the book. A new Rasmussen poll out on the optimism for the future, hitting an all-time high under President Trump. 75% Republicans, 31% of Democrats. Overall, 50% of Americans think the United States is on the right track. On the right track. We'll get into the so-called peace deals in just a moment. And that's the way it went down, 135 days into the new golden age of America.
We will not be conquered.
We will not be intimidated. We will not be broken. And we will not fail. From this day on, the United States of America will be a free, sovereign, and independent nation. We will stand bravely. We will live proudly. We will dream boldly. And nothing will stand in our way because we are Americans. The future is ours. And our golden age has just begun.
721, joining us from the law offices of Michael E. Friedman, Counselor Stephen Friedman. Good morning, Stephen.
Hey, Sean. Good morning. How you guys doing?
We are fine, sir. Thank you.
So speaking of the right track, if you're involved in a personal injury accident, you are really, you should get your injury documented as soon as possible, or it could really derail your case. Let's look at this case that I just recently settled. This was an automobile accident that happened 2 years ago. My client was on Bel Air Road in the Parkville area of Baltimore County. He stopped at a light, rear-ended, good impact. His rear bumper fell off. Police come to the scene. They're asking whether he needs a medic, and he says, no, I think I'm okay. And then days later, his neck really starts to bother him. And this is a 50-year-old gentleman who never had any prior neck issues, never was in an automobile accident before, but kind of wanted to tough it out, so to speak. So he went weeks before he saw a primary care doctor because it came to a point where he couldn't take the pain in his neck. So after several weeks, he goes to the primary care doctor. He's then referred for a course of physical therapy. And after about 8 weeks, it's determined that his neck is in such bad shape that he's referred to an orthopedist. And he ultimately has to have two rounds of cervical epidural injections in his neck. Pretty serious. So he tries to undertake the case on his own, which we always say is a big mistake. And when he talks to the defendant's insurance company, they say that they're not going to pay anything because he never went to get medical treatment or it wasn't documented for several weeks after the accident. So they don't know whether maybe something else happened in between the accident and when he went to get medical treatment. So he ultimately contacts our office. I get involved in the case, and we file a lawsuit. And fortunately for him, in dealing with these insurance companies, we know how to handle the insurance companies. So after we filed the lawsuit, we were able to get him a sizable settlement because we showed the insurance company that he had no and in any prior injuries whatsoever. So we got him a great settlement. So don't derail your case, folks. If you've been injured in any type of accident, make sure the injury is documented as soon as possible, whether it be going to an urgent care or primary care doctor. And please give us a call afterwards because we want to make sure that you get taken care of. So you can also go up to our website, maflaw.com, and obtain your free auto checklist card. Very important. Every driver in the family should have it. So if you need us, give us a call, 410-363-6848. We're here for you, and we will talk to you next Tuesday. Sean, thank you.
Stephen, thanks so much. Valuable advice. Appreciate the call. And Stephen Friedman from the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
723, traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Chuck Whitaker.
This has now become a major backup on 95 North with the tractor-trailer on fire northbound near the Harford County and the Baltimore County line. Here's the problem. The traffic gets north of White Marsh. They have no recourse but to ride out the backup, which is northbound. The express lanes are getting by. That's okay if you want to pay the extra money there. But in the meantime, the main line of 95 is backed up even before White Marsh Boulevard. So right there, you can make your move over to Pulaski Highway, go out Route 40 East, and then work your way up to Mountain Road and come back over to the interstate. You'll avoid a lot of this trouble. There is a backup as well for the traffic on the southbound side. Earlier accident and then rubbernecking for the vehicle fire on the northbound side. So big delays, and again, we'll see some overflow traffic now on Philadelphia Road and on Route 40. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, sunny, mild today at a high of 84. Right now, sunny and 59 in Annapolis, 57 in Ellicott City.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Well, during the Biden administration, hundreds of thousands, literally hundreds of thousands of young children came across our southern border, and they were passed off onto, quote, relatives. Remember this scam? Well, Tara Rhodes, tried to work with the Biden administration to make sure that these kids ended up with family members, somebody with some DNA common. It didn't always work out that way.
Thank you so much for shining a light on what we now know was the Biden-Harris administration government-sponsored, taxpayer-funded child trafficking. So the new administration under President Trump has taken unprecedented action to find these children.
Yeah, unprecedented action. And, of course, the first thing that turned out is when the Trump administration came in, they didn't face cooperation from those individuals who were there as a career. They faced roadblocks and stonewalls.
Sadly, they were stonewalled here in the beginning. They're starting to get access to the data. Senator Grassley, who has been a huge champion for these endangered children, has been on the case, putting forward subpoenas, putting forward cases. And the Trump administration, miraculously, in just a four-month period, has gone through about 28% of that backlog.
Yeah. Oh, well, okay, that takes care of it, right? No, 28% means almost three out of four are still missing, are still in the hands of people whose hands they should not be in.
There's much more work to be done to save these endangered children, and I think America needs to know about this great humanitarian crisis that we have with these endangered children.
Now, you see, one of the things, Sean, that happened is the Biden administration said, well, gee, we've done our part. We're good doobies here. Miss whatever it is, Sally can look through the mirror and see us, and we're all good doobies. No, they were actually actively participating in shuffling these kids off without giving a damn as to who ended up with them.
They're aiding
off their radar
and abetting human trafficking of children. And that's it.
Yeah, and to whom?
And the media
has
completely ignored this story.
Absolutely. To whom do they end up farming them out?
We do know that many of these sponsors of the children are not family. In some zip codes, the New York Times, if you can imagine, even revealed that in some zip codes, less than 10% of the children went to family members. This is unacceptable.
Now, Sean, who do you think they ended up going to? Just take a guess.
Oh, gangbangers, sex traffickers, human traffickers, into slavery, drug kingpins, cartels, et al.
Give that man a Kewpie doll.
When I raised my hand to help the Biden administration with this crisis, I believed I was going to help place children in loving homes. I had no idea that we were sending children to criminals, to traffickers, and to members of transnational criminal organizations.
She tried under Biden. She tried hard under Biden. Again, her name is Tara Rodas, R-O-D-A-S.
She worked at HHS. Yeah. She was a whistleblower.
Yeah, she worked hard and faced she faced roadblocks and she faced stonewalls. And she was somehow heartened by the fact that, well, when the new administration came in, they faced the same thing. And it's like, well, it's not just me, right? It's those people who are preventing us from moving forward. Why? Because I think they felt culpable for their behavior and did not want anybody else to look all that carefully.
So the Biden-Harris failed open border policy allowed bad actors into the country. Transnational criminal organizations, foreign terrorist organizations, MS-13, 18th Street Gang, and we know they are sponsors of children. We know that to be fact because in early 2021, DHS whistleblower Aaron Stevenson began to sound the alarm that 18th Street Gang, MS-13 were getting the children. So the Biden-Harris administration turned vulnerable children over to high-level criminal actors.
Yeah, so, Sean, remember all the crap we took for saying the Biden administration was the world's biggest child sex trafficker? No, folks, that was a fact.
Over 500,000 children have gone missing, and here's the deal. There are all sorts of laws and penalties. You cannot even handle a bald eagle. There are endangered species
right.
like the snail darter and the sea turtle, etc. But yet we fail.
Kids,
we
no,
fail to protect human children. 7:30. Time for the latest news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Sorry, folks. Sometimes we get wound up. Maryland Governor Wes Moore has reached out to Colorado Governor Jared Polis following the weekend terrorist attack on supporters of Israeli hostages. Moore says Maryland stands with Colorado, the Jewish community, and all communities targeted by hate. He says the horrific act of anti-Semitic violence was an attack not just on individuals, but on the very principles of this nation. 67-year-old man found dead in a burning vehicle last week. Remember, we told you this story. He's the owner of the Tropic Bay Aquatic Garden Center in Davidsonville. Police say Edward Koza was discovered with his arms, hands, and mouth taped, and there was evidence of a struggle inside the garden center. Investigators believe 18-year-olds Jonah Poole and Kylie Dekas assaulted Koza, put him in his truck, and then used an accelerant to set it on fire. Poole and Dakes or Dekas attended Southern High School. They were scheduled to graduate on Monday. Baltimore woman has been sentenced for her role in a fentanyl trafficking program, an operation that supplied dealers in West Virginia. Daniela Giancully will spend over 12 years in federal prison for coordinating the distribution of fentanyl pills to more than 10 drug dealers. Giancully and a defendant worked out of a Baltimore apartment, and investigators say they recovered nearly 9,000 fentanyl pills. Check this out, weighing more than 2 kilos. Wow. Giancully was sentenced to Northern West Virginia Federal Court. And in-person classes at the National Fire Academy and Emergency Management Institute in Emmitsburg have resumed. Earlier this year, FEMA canceled the training classes for firefighters and first responders after Homeland Security deemed the academic institute as non-essential. Last month, FEMA announced it's opening back up again, saying disasters are best managed when they're federal supported, state managed, and locally executed. It's 7:32 on WCBM. Coming up next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
There's no better time than now to install access control and security cameras. Crestlock.com has a state-of-the-art showroom and mobile showroom with working access control and camera systems with AI. Crestlock.com requires all employees to have the Maryland Security Technician License, which requires a background check by the state police. So give Crestlock.com a call at 410-256-7800, 256-7800, to handle all your security and locksmith needs. Visit our state-of-the-art showroom at crestlock.com.
Hi, bird lovers. It's the moment you've all been waiting for. Our bird food sale at Wild Birds Unlimited in Timonium and Columbia. I'm Mary Lynn.
And I'm Brian. And that's right. All of the food your birds love, seed, peanut, suet, cylinders, bark butter, mealworms, and more are on sale now. Drop by and see us at Wild Birds Unlimited Timonium and now Columbia, or shop online at mywbu.com and save while you feed the birds.
7:33 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, pick 3, lottery number 692, pick 4, 6062, and now it's Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
Big delay, 95 north, beginning even before White Marsh Boulevard. It's going out to the scene of a tractor trailer that was on fire near the Harford County and the Baltimore County line. Just in the last couple of minutes, the traffic that was sitting still here at the bridge at Joppa Road has started to move a little bit, so maybe we've gotten another lane open on the northbound side. So be prepared. Still a big delay. Pulaski Highway, Philadelphia Road, both taking the overflow traffic there. And even the southbound traffic was detouring onto Mountain Road and then over towards Pulaski Highway. Beltway continues, yep, with the normal delay. Nothing out of the ordinary on the JFX. And from earlier problems, both the tunnels southbound are still looking at 20 to 25 minute delays on 95 and southbound at the Old Harbor Tunnel on 895. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off mild for your Tuesday morning with temperatures in the 50s and 60s. Heading toward the afternoon, look for mostly sunny skies, highs mainly in the low to mid 80s. It will be a bit hazy at times with some of the smoke from the Canadian wildfires in our area. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hot weather means your homework's harder to stay cool. BGE can help with a variety of options like budget billing, iAccount, and energy efficiency programs. Learn more at bge.com/summer. That's bge.com/summer.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports brought to you by Greenman Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Orioles will take on the Mariners tonight at 9:40 p.m. in Seattle, and they'll do it with Orioles shortstop Gunnar Henderson reaching rarefied air, becoming the sixth player in Orioles history to reach 400 hits before turning the age of 24. The other players are Cal Jr., Eddie Murray, Boog Powell, Brooks Robinson, and Manny Machado. That's three Hall of Famers, one partial owner of the team, a potential Hall of Famer, and another guy who has his name on a much-loved barbecue stand on Utah Street. Gunnar Henderson also owning the Oriole record for most home runs by a shortstop with 37 set last year. Other baseball news, current D-backs and former Orioles ace Corbin Burns was lifted after just 70 pitches Sunday against the Nats with right elbow discomfort.
Uh-oh. Now here comes the trainer. And
something not right here with Burns, it would seem.
Burns with an MRI yesterday, awaiting the results today. The right-hander 3-2 this year with a .266 earned run average. His elbow apparently is the issue. Driving the Ravens this offseason has been the bitter feeling experienced after the playoff loss in Buffalo. Off the field, Ravens GM Eric DaCosta picking up free agent receiver DeAndre Hopkins as perhaps the missing piece. On the field, according to tight end Isaiah Likely, it's driven the players to the next level.
I feel like everybody got the memo after the last game of the year. I mean, when you don't reach your ultimate goal, which is to, you know, win and hold that trophy and smile with everybody, everybody's always hungry to get back to the next season and really get done.
Stanley Cup final begins tomorrow night in Edmonton as the Panthers take on the Oilers. It's a rematch from a year ago, and Florida looking for its second straight Stanley Cup win. The Panthers are 8-2 on the road in the playoffs, including all three series clinchers. Head coach Paul Maurice was asked why.
I don't think our game changes a whole heck of a lot. Like, we're not a heavy match team. Maybe that's part of it. We get pretty good forward depth there.
And defense travels well, the Panthers allowing the sixth fewest goals in the league. And finally, at the French Open, Maryland native Francis Tiafoe and Tommy Paul made history Sunday, becoming the first pair of Americans to make the final eight at Roland Garros Stadium since 1996. The last American to make it at all was Andre Agassi in 2003. Tiafoe grew up in Hyattsville and trained at the Junior Tennis Champions Center in College Park and attended DeMatha High School. The time now is 7:37. When we return, why is Oriole attendance down?
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
So what's your obvious answer to that question?
Because they stink. That's why.
Number,
I mean, the hitters aren't hitting. The pitchers aren't pitching. They're not playing good defense.
The defenders aren't defending. The aggressors aren't aggressing.
Remember Oriole baseball, the Oriole way?
Yeah.
It doesn't really exist in baseball anymore, though.
No. When I came here in 1975 to work at this radio station, I've been a Cubs fan my entire life. You know how fruitless that is.
That's bad.
Right? Yes.
So it's you.
Yeah, I know.
You and the Cal Ripken Sr. curse.
You brought it.
You brought
it from the Midwest.
I came and all of a sudden I thought, so this is how baseball is played. Mm-hmm. And you're all of a sudden thinking, wow, this is really cool to watch. Because watching the Cubbies play for years was not a fun experience. I was a fan because I was supposed to be. But what happened to that?
I mean, you could have been a White Sox fan, but that's another story.
No, my dad was a White Sox fan. I had to be a Cubs fan.
Here's the point, okay?
Hey, I just want to point this out. Yes. He actually went and saw the Rockies play once.
That's right.
Well, it's a $3 beer.
Yeah. Well, they're now the worst team in history.
True.
And there might be something to the Bruce Elliott.
Before that, they were pretty good.
How much, though, do you think the crime in Baltimore City has to do with it? That's my point.
For the games, yeah.
I think it's got a lot.
There were a couple of shootings at the corner of Light and Lombard on Saturday when Oriole fans were letting out of the game against the White Sox.
Right.
Yeah, that's a huge issue. Going back. Yeah, I like day games.
Oh, but the mayor saying crime is down. So you should rest assured.
Yeah, crime is down on that block right there.
Yeah.
So anyway, you're wrong. You must be.
Yeah. I think
Oriole fans are now worried about hits outside the stadium.
Yeah.
Right? Just saying.
Could be right.
All right, thanks,
Maybe
Gary.
There are more hits outside the stadium.
Exactly.
Yeah, I keep saying that there's a new motto in the city. It's Baltimore, come back. We weren't shooting at you.
All right, 7:39, 21 before the hour of 8 o'clock. So I understand it's only 135 days into the Trump administration, and less that time that Kash Patel, the FBI director, and Dan Bongino, the deputy director. I know both guys. And I've had them on shows before, podcasts. In fact, Dan used to sit in for us here on the Morning Drive. Cash I've had on my podcast. I think they're good guys, and I think they're well-intentioned. But the problem is a lot of stuff is just not getting addressed, at least as of yet. Now, it may be addressed down the road. One of the reasons why, because most, I think, troublesome is the Jeffrey Epstein case, to me.
Mm-hmm.
You got the J6, the J6 pipe bomber, and what was the role of those undercover FBI agents on January 6th? But the Epstein, let's take the Epstein case for example. Well, Glenn Greenwald was on Tucker Carlson's podcast to discuss a variety of events the other day. And they talked about the Jeffrey Epstein being an intelligence asset, either for our government, CIA, or perhaps maybe the Mossad or the Israelis, an ally, or maybe even MI6, who knows. But the fact is, it just, both of these men have changed their positions dramatically as to Jeffrey Epstein and what happened to him once they got into office. And maybe, just maybe, there's some truth to what Mr. Greenwald is saying.
And Alex Acosta, who was the U.S. attorney for the Southern District of Florida at the time, which was in charge of the case, overwhelming deceit and lies and falsehoods and propaganda continuously disseminated by them in order to facilitate what they wanted. What is going to happen to a society? And then, like, most of the time at home doing community service. And Alex Acosta, who was the U.S. attorney for the Southern District of Florida at the time, which was in charge of the case, that's where Epstein was, ultimately ended up in the Justice Department and other roles inside the government. And so he was constantly asked, why would you give Jeffrey Epstein such a, like, generous plea deal that nobody would ever get for those crimes? And he ended up saying, I was told that he's intelligence and therefore leave him alone. That's what Alex Acosta, the prosecutor, says, that he was told about what he should do with the Jeffrey. Like, leave him alone because he's intelligent.
Well, there were...
Yeah, leave him alone. Crimes of pedophilia, crimes of sex with minors, crimes of trafficking in minors. And he basically spent like 6 hours in jail and got slapped on the wrist with community sentence. Come on. Come on, man. And then what about Patel and Bongino? Have they seen something? Active intel ops and assets are always protected. Have they been told to quiet?
Cash Patel and Dan Bongino are people who were among the most popular among the MAGA base. I mean, these were the people among the most respected. I mean, Dan Bongino's show on Rumble, a platform that still maybe like 30, 40, maybe even 50% of the people in the United States have never even heard of, was getting bigger audiences than almost every daytime cable show. Cash Patel, you know, the surge of support for him when he was nominated to lead the FBI was massive because people thought, no, that's who we need to, like, get in and root this out and clean it out. And I believe that I believe there is something to that. I think they are authentic and genuine in that way. But at the same time, something is constraining them. And so I ask myself, what kinds of truths would people be determined to hide who are more powerful than they are? And when it comes to the Epstein files, I continuously zero in on that question of who was he working with or for whom?
Wow,
and
that's fascinating.
I can see people in government not wanting that answer to be disclosed, just like the same reason we didn't have the JFK files and still don't.
We still don't.
For 65 years.
There's got to be something to that.
Yep.
Because I think both of these guys, Patel and Bongino, would spill the beans. If they could.
7:43 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic with all the threes all morning long. Before we get to Chuck, though, we do need a contestant, as we usually do about this time of the morning, for Choose Your Fake News. Telephone number 410-WCBM-680. Got about 60 seconds. Make it happen, folks, right now. Good morning, Chuck.
Morning. Brought to you as a service, Sabernes Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex, both the tunnels southbound. We had problems earlier for about a half an hour. There was a broken down vehicle in the left tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. That really started all the problems. It was there long enough to create a backup that went back to the city-county line. Those backups are still there, both on 95 and 895. And on 895, there was a minor wreck near the O'Donnell Street ramp, which was on the shoulder, but only adding to the heavy traffic there. Beltway, yep, all your normal delays are out there. This other big problem, and we're back up here again, 95 North had a tractor-trailer on fire going up to the Harford County-Baltimore County line after the 66-mile marker northbound. Those delays continue. Tail end of the backup now is from the bridge here at Joppa Road. Goes all the way back
beyond White Marsh Boulevard. That's a multi-mile backup through there. Route 40 Pulaski Highway is taking a lot of the hit now as a detour route. Philadelphia Road runs parallel there as well. That's another option to get by the scene. Summer driving can be hard on your vehicle. Let Bernie's Automotive get your vehicle ready. They'll check your tires, belts, hoses, coolant, and more. Stop in today at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back Riverneck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, mostly sunny, mild today, high about 84. Right now, sunny and 59 in Bel Air, and it is 60 under sunny skies in Middle River. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. We've got a WCBM 100th anniversary t-shirt and coffee mug. If Tom in Pasadena can correctly guess the fake news story. Tom?
Good morning, Toss.
Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, good morning. Would you like to go first, second, third, or last?
I'm going to follow Chuckles.
You follow Chuckles.
All right.
That could lead you.
Chuck, where's my golf bag?
Oh.
You'll find out.
Backstory? A little backstory here.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'd like to have a little backstory. Yeah. Is there a backstory here?
Is there a backstory?
Chuck?
No. Every time I know who this is.
He's awfully quiet here.
Really? Tom is one of the best salesmen that ever sailed, I must say that. But in the meantime, every time I get a new golf bag and I post it that I got a new golf bag, he says, "Where's mine?"
And you respond, "You can have this one, right?
You can have my old one.
You're coming to town." So should Tom swing by where you're staying and pick up his golf bag when you come to town in 17 days?
No, the Southwest won't let me carry.
Of course you're right, yeah. Southwest doesn't carry golf bags.
Chuck, just bring it on the 20th because I've got something for you as well.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh. All right, beware of gifts. Bearing gifts.
See.
All right, here we go. Good luck, Tom. Right, story Tom, one.
Now you got me in a pickle now.
Michael Cohen, a thinking rotten rat who went behind President, went from being President Trump's fixer to one of his harshest critics, is now asking the president to pardon him for a bevy of federal crimes, including tax and campaign violations. Story two, beef tallow is all the rage now due to MAHA, but apparently it is, I don't know if you can use it as sunscreen, but people are doing it. A brand new ad reading poison-free SPF with tallow. Next to it, there's an ad, a photo of a blonde woman, and the sun isn't poison, but your sunscreen is. Doctors are warning, do not use beef tallow as sunscreen, even though it looks good.
Like basting a turkey.
Exactly. Story number three. Manson family murderer Patricia Krenwinkel is getting paroled. She's the longest-serving woman in California prisons, having served 55 years for killing seven people. She's 77, and she's the one that's called Helter Skelter on the wall with her victim's blood. In an interview with the New York Times, she told a reporter that she is for the 86-47 movement.
Oh, great.
Story one, Michael Cohen wants a pardon from the guy he betrayed. Story two, don't use beef fat for sunscreen. Or story three, Manson family murderer wants to 86-47. All right, we'll start with Kristen.
Well, I could definitely see Michael Cohen being that oblivious. And, the Manson person's always been crazy. I think I'm going to say, too, although just because doctors say you shouldn't do something, I don't know that I always trust that opinion anymore. I do my own research. But I haven't heard anyone doing that, so I'll say, too.
All right, Krista goes for the beef tallow sunscreen. Bruce?
Remember when you were kids, you used to put lemon juice in your hair in the summer?
No.
Oh, you didn't do that because you were a redhead, right?
I didn't have any.
Yes, even then.
Even as a child. I was born bald and stayed. Bald.
We were told that was the thing to do. It wasn't. This isn't. I think that's fake news.
All right, story two?
Yep.
All right, Chuck?
One.
Chuck goes for one, and Tom in Pasadena, who's in desperate need of a golf bag.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to go three.
Oh. Tom goes for story number three. All right, well, let's start with story number three. The Manson family murderer who wants to join the 86-47 movement. That is our fake news story of the day. Congratulations, Tom.
Well done, Tom. Show off.
You are a winner.
Thank you, boys.
A golf bag.
You get a 100th anniversary t-shirt, a coffee mug, and hopefully Chuck will bring that golf bag with him.
Finally. Give him a golf bag for winning today.
yours, Chuck.
Not giving mine. What are you talking about? Yeah. Don't talk
for
me.
Put it on Chuck's account.
Put it on Chuck's account. Exactly.
Yes. On my account.
On account I ain't going to be
Chuck, just give him yours. You don't use it much.
That's nice.
All right.
I mean, how often do people at the putt-putt say, where's your golf bag? Really, Chuck?
Okay, Bruce. Yeah. I can't take any more. I'm 2 weeks now. I'm 2 weeks. I got to regroup here. In 10 minutes, I'm going
to
come back.
That's right. Get your tickets now at WCBM.com before they sell out to the first annual Crab Feast and Chuck Roast at Jimmy's Famous Seafood.
Just remember, Mr. Casey, we must hit our marks.
We must. We're hitting them right now.
Mark hitter.
Rescue Natural Supplements are in, let me remind you that rollback pricing is now extended through Memorial Day, of course, into the first week of June. And that is, these are prices going all the way back a couple decades to 2010, in which you're going to get massive savings in all your favorite Rescue Natural Supplements, nutraceuticals, and products. And in addition to that, there's a 33% offer on any single bottle of Rescue Natural Supplements by using the coupon code WELLNESS. That's WELLNESS. Plug it in at checkout at res-q.com after your order, or you may call 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-262-5483. And again, that's 33% off using the coupon code WELLNESS on any Rescue single bottle, or you can look at all the already marked down the rollback pricing all the way back to 2010 for the rest of our products at res-q.com or call 1-800-26-ALIVE.
Hey folks, Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family-owned, family-operated for over 90 years. Now, that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCBM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top-quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHRC number 1566.
At the top of the hour, we'll keep you on top of the news on Talk Radio, WCBM AM 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM, we are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Coming up between 8 and 9 this morning, hour number 3 of the Morning Drive. Well, the Dolly transcripts are out. Wait till you hear some of the stuff that was said. Stephen Miller, interviewed by Laura Trump, she did a great job, and he has some really revealing things to say about the nature of government and the nature of the Democrat Party. And Mayor Scott says, hey, we got crime all under control. Don't you even worry your pretty little head about it.
Now, more questions about Governor Moore embellishing some of his credentials on his resume.
Yeah.
We heard there was the Bronze Star. Now there's a report of he was given some award by the Maryland College Football Hall of Fame.
Okay.
No award exists of that nature.
I want to be clear that I declined the Medal of Honor.
Yeah.
It wasn't a real Medal of Honor. A three-year-old gave it to me, but I still declined it.
Yeah. It was a medal, M-E-D-D-L-E.
Yeah, yes, that's meddling in honor. You're
meddling. You are one of the best meddlers I've known.
Yeah.
I've ever known.
I do my best.
That.
I do my best. It's my skill set right there. 7:53. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck?
By the way, the girl from the putt-putt on Joppa Road called, and she said, two people just won two free games. They hit the ball in the clown's mouth, and I said, well, what did they win? She said, well, the clown's name was Bruce.
Oh!
Oh, there it is, folks.
That's good. You know, for 10 minutes work, Chuck, that's a very funny line. There really
I didn't
is.
Even have 10 minutes, you son of a bitch. You talk about 10 minutes. You better get the hell out of here. 10 minutes. Better close your mouth. Here comes another ball. Okay. Let's play that game. All right, Levin, for you, too. There's no bag for you, either. Thanks for calling. Northbound 95 is still slow. Coming up to the tractor-trailer fire very close to Harford County and the Baltimore County line, still backed up to White Marsh Boulevard and even beyond that. So Route 40 is taking a big hit. Now, once you get out of that, there's another problem up in the construction area near Route 24. There's a broken-down vehicle, then a medic call in the same area. So 95 northbound, you're not out of the woods yet till you get all the way up and even beyond Route 24 in Harford County. Okay. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
You know, Chuck, one of the benefits of the Chuck Roast Crab Feast combined together is that listeners will now be able to get a chance to see how Chuck picks crabs.
Yeah.
You know, kind of a unique way. Mm-hmm. He hires his kid, Raul, and he comes in and sits right next to Chuck and picks him for him. And
yeah, then, I don't want to get messed up.
And then feeds him. Yeah, because you don't like to get your fingers messy, because you got to go out and play golf right afterwards.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I have stuff under my fingernails and stuff, you know.
Oh, yeah. You have stuff under your fingernails.
They're called leftovers.
Yeah. Baltimore, I'm sorry. You get checked at the gate if you go to the Baltimore Country Club, apparently. You have stuff under your nails. You're not getting in.
Okay. Thank you, clown, for bringing that to the show.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Sunny, mild, and 84 today. Right now, it is 60 and sunny in Pikesville, 59 in Reisterstown. 7:55 here on the Morning Drive.
Talk Radio 680 WCV, the temporary head of ICE, a guy named Todd Lyons, had the opportunity yesterday to be interviewed about Operation, was it Patriot, I believe, Sean?
Yes, Operation Patriot.
And they snagged up almost 1,500 individuals.
It was a great operation, and the fact that it was over the course of a month really shows the commitment of the men and women of ICE here in Massachusetts and all over New England.
All over New England, and they all work together hand in glove. Now, in most circumstances, you go into a friendly jurisdiction, and you'd have the local police, you'd have the state police, you'd have the court bailiffs, you'd have everybody, be everybody swim kind of situation. Not in MASSA.
We took a whole of government approach. We used all of our partners to include diplomatic security, the U.S. Marshals Service, ATF, FBI, DEA, to really locate and arrest these criminal aliens. One highlight for this operation is the fact that it was successful because we worked with our joint partners in a sanctuary state like Massachusetts, where it's extremely difficult. Where we had Operation Tidal Wave last month in Florida, there was a week-long operation working with our state partners. That's a state that cooperates with us. Here in Massachusetts, we don't have any cooperation from the local departments or from the state.
Now, as you know, Tom Homan has said, you guys at the state level, you don't have to cooperate with us. Stay out of our way. We will do our job, and we'll leave you. That's it. But if you get in the way, you decide that you're going to hinder our operations, that's when you're going to have a problem. So far, at least, as we know, nobody in Massachusetts got in the way of their operations. They just stood to the side. But then the snarky questions happened. Well, Mr. Lyons, why is it that ICE members, when they go around, why are they wearing masks? Are they afraid that we will find out who they are?
There's much more work to be done to save these endangered children, and I think America needs to know about this great humanitarian crisis that we have with these endangered children.
That's Todd Lyons cleverly changing his voice to sound like Tara Rodas. Here is Todd Lyons.
They are wearing those masks because we ran an operation with the Secret Service where we arrested someone that was going online, taking their photos, posting their families, their kids' Instagram, their kids' Facebooks, and targeting them.
Yeah, and that's why they're wearing the mask.
Because
they're doxing the families.
They're doxing them, identifying them. Exactly. So that to me is should be a crime. As far as that goes. I mean,
you get somebody's picture and you go to social media, you find him, you do the research, you find the family and say, this is where this guy's family lives.
But here's the point, okay? And this doesn't, you know, again, they're not maybe interfering with ICE operations, but they're not participating. Imagine how many more illegal alien criminals could be captured, apprehended.
With fewer personnel.
And with full cooperation, full participation by local law enforcement. Here in the state of Maryland, which I think the whole state should have been designated a sanctuary state. State troopers aren't cooperating. Maryland Department of Transportation Police aren't cooperating with ICE. And we have the 8 counties and the 10 cities, and their law enforcement personnel aren't cooperating with ICE. And I'm not blaming rank and file. These are decisions being made by the governor and by the county executives of these respective jurisdictions and the mayors of Annapolis and Rockville and so on and so forth. So, but imagine how many more illegal aliens, criminals that are murderers and rapists and child traffickers, could be taken off the streets of Maryland and in Massachusetts if there were full cooperation.
Well, one of the things that notes me, look, we're both in the public eye. I don't mind if I take slings and shots and arrows from people. There are a couple of listeners who listen every day because they don't like me. Oh, fine. Okay, I appreciate you being there to listen. It's fine. You don't go after somebody's family. That's way over the line for me. On a personal level and on a professional, when they are doxing the agents' families, that's so far out of bounds for me, it makes me furious. Made me outraged.
Yeah,
it really does.
Absolutely. All right, so stick with us. Up next, the NTSB releases the transcript on the Dolly collision at the Key Bridge.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680. this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The number of people injured in that heinous anti-Semitic attack in Boulder, Colorado, has risen to 12. The victims were peacefully assembled in solidarity with Israeli hostages in Gaza when the fiery attack occurred. The suspect said to remain defiant.
Acting U.S. Attorney for the District of Colorado, Bishop Gruhl, says the suspect, 45-year-old Mohammed Sabri Solomon, showed no remorse.
And when he was interviewed about the attack, he said he wanted them all to die. He had no regrets. And he would go back and do it again.
Federal and state prosecutors filed separate criminal charges against Solomon. Solomon faces the possibility of life in prison for the federal charges on top of hundreds of years at sentencing for the state charges. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Sanctuary jurisdictions, quite frustrating for those trying to enforce federal immigration law, getting dangerous criminal illegal aliens off the streets. Todd Lyons, the acting ICE director.
Boston's my hometown, and it really shocks me that officials all over Massachusetts would rather release sex offenders, fentanyl dealers, drug dealers, human traffickers, and child rapists back into the neighborhoods.
And why are agents having to wear masks? Lyon says it's because they're being threatened by people, snapping photos of them and posting their names and pictures online and issuing death threats against them. Three women are suing the Baltimore Public Schools, alleging they were sexually abused by a special ed teacher decades ago. Administrators are accused of failing to protect students from the teacher's predatory behavior despite knowing about the alleged abuse and allowing it to continue. More trouble for China's troubled economy, with manufacturing said to have slowed last month. On Wall Street, the Dow features 107 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I'm Claire from Trinity Debt Management. I'm a counselor, and the reason that I love working for Trinity is because I get to help folks with one of the hardest problems a family can face, and that's financial difficulties. In this day and age, everything is going up. You have higher utilities, higher grocery bills, higher fuel, and those credit card interest rates have gone up as well. We can help you with that. We can help you get lower interest rates, lower monthly payments. In just a few minutes, we put together a plan that gets you out of debt and keeps you out of debt. I love my job. It's a great program and a very smart way to find debt relief.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
I'm Claire, a Trinity counselor. Call me and become debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
803 Tuesday morning, Talk Radio 680 WCBN. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new wreck on I-97 southbound. It's after Benfield Boulevard. Appears to be in the left-hand lane. The camera that's there is not working, but we can see the camera at New Cut Road. It's backed up all the way back to New Cut Road southbound. Now the northbound traffic coming up from the ramp at Route 32 is also looking at it. So you'll have a delay on the northbound side, even though all the lanes are open through there. The normal backup towards Annapolis is still there southbound. That doesn't change. That delay is there at Route 32. The big backup is still out there. The remains of a tractor trailer on fire. Northbound 95, Harford County, Baltimore County line. Delays even before White Marsh Boulevard. Those backups continue. And then beyond that, between the construction, a broken down vehicle, and a medic call, more delays on 95 North heading up towards Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off mild for your Tuesday morning with temperatures in the 50s and 60s. Heading toward the afternoon, look for mostly sunny skies, highs mainly in the low to mid 80s. It will be a bit hazy at times with some of the smoke from the Canadian wildfires in our area. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right up LA are 50 degrees, Ellicott City has 49 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Washington County's 2025 Ice Cream Trail launches today. I promise I'll lead with this story at least once this morning. It's important. From now until September, I've got the looks. The self-guided trail gives ice cream lovers a chance to try some unique flavors and support local ice cream shops. That's the important news of the week. Driver of a pickup truck injured after crashing into a building in East Baltimore. Accident happened Monday night, the 1500 block of North Patterson Park Avenue. The impact caused the structure to collapse onto the vehicle. Driver taken to a hospital. Investigators trying to determine what led to the crash. Baltimore County Police investigating a Monday afternoon shooting in the White Marsh area. Officers called to the 6300 block of Kenwood Avenue about 4 p.m. Found a juvenile with a gunshot wound to his upper body. Victim taken to the hospital listed in stable condition. Wes Moore has reached out to Jared Polis, governor of Colorado, following the weekend terrorist attack on supporters of Israeli hostages. Moore says Maryland stands with Colorado, the Jewish community, and all communities targeted by hate. The 67-year-old man found dead in a burning vehicle last week. The owner of Tropic Bay Aquatic Garden Center in Davidsonville. Police say Edward Koza discovered with his arms, hands, mouth taped, and there was evidence of a struggle inside the garden center. Investigators believe 18-year-olds Jonah Poole and Kylie Dakes assaulted Koza, then put him in his truck and used an accelerant to set it on fire. 806 on WCBM, pick 3 lottery number 692, your pick 4 6062, and next is Stein on Sports.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing imbalance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. The Orioles go into their three-game set with the Mariners tonight with a rejuvenated starting pitching staff. The Birds starters over the last eight games, 6-2 in that stretch, pitching to just a 2.01 ERA, allowing two runs or less, six times, six quality starts. Manager Tony Mancelino on the staff.
I feel like it's been trending this way for a while. I feel like after those couple starts against, I think it was the Nationals, first 2 days of the change. I mean, those were tough days, but I feel like after that we've been in every game, one way or another, you know, within a few runs. So I feel like the starting pitching has been really good here, you know, going over a couple weeks now.
Ravens OTAs continue in Owings Mills today with a rededicated Lamar Jackson at the helm. Hard to imagine a better season than Lamar had last year. 41 touchdown passes, only four interceptions. But head coach John Harbaugh says Lamar just doesn't stop.
He works hard at it. It means a lot to him. He's been studying it. He's been training. You can tell kind of shape he's in right now. You can see by the way through the ball. You guys all saw it today. He was on point with the offense. He's ready. You know, he's ready to get going.
And finally, Catonsville's Nick Barrett's bid to earn a spot in the 125th U.S. Open ended in heart-wrenching fashion yesterday when he was disqualified for not signing his scorecard in a timely fashion. It happened at a qualifying event at the Woodmont Country Club in Rockville. Barrett is a 31-year-old UPS driver. Another local product, Brandon Berry, who played college golf at Loyola, finished two strokes out of contention for one of the four coveted spots. Coming up in 30 minutes, journalism's back at the Belmont. And that is Stein on Sports.
When it's hot in Maryland, I've got one name I trust, Farnan and Dermer, the Comfort Guys. These folks have been keeping homes cool since 1902. That's five generations of family-run service that you can count on. Need same-day AC repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered with 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. And hey, tell them Gary told you to call. It might just help. Just $99 for an AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reister Town. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And thanks for having us in your home, in your car, wherever you may be listening, either live, streaming, or on demand. We appreciate you here at the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680, WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland coming up this hour. Mayor Scott crowing about the drop in crime as juvenile crime explodes.
Whoops.
Laura Trump and Stephen Miller talking about the desperate Democrats. Plus, top story here today, NTSB has now released the script, the transcript, I should say, on the Dolly collision with the Key Bridge. A lot of questions still. We'll talk about Wes Moore's integrity now being called into question. And that new sex abuse lawsuit, including the Baltimore City Schools, 1,250 children. 1,250. Wow. Just amazing. So as the NTSB Safety Board continues to investigate the collapse of the Key Bridge, a transcript of the audio recording from the Dolly has been released. And it is interesting to say that as the ship was still alongside the Seagirt Marine Terminal, the ship's crew was on the bridge having casual conversation. And around that time, once the pilots were on the ship, the pilot asked the master of the Dolly, "Captain, everything working?" The master of the Dolly replied, "Yes, everything is in order." 1:24 a.m., there were signs of trouble. Around that time, alarms began going off. The Dolly lost power. The training pilot said, "Uh-oh." The pilot began asking if the ship had steering. Over the next minute, there was chaos in the cargo ship as crew members and pilots worked to respond to the loss of power. At 1:26, the pilot began warning that they were getting too close to the Key Bridge. 1 minute later, the training pilot said, "Security call, security call. Container ship Dolly has lost power. Approaching the Key Bridge, I repeat, the container ship Dolly has lost all power approaching the Key Bridge. Dolly." End of quote. While the crew members unsuccessfully tried to anchor the ship, at 1:29 a.m., the audio recording picked up an enormous rumble. The exact moment that the Dolly hit the Key Bridge, at that point, both the pilot and training pilot said the Key Bridge is down while uttering and shouting expletives. At that moment, six men working for a construction company performing routine maintenance work on the bridge were killed. In the minutes after the bridge collapse, the pilots on the ship were trying to figure out what went wrong. And the pilot said, "I called the pilot dispatcher when we started to drift. We had good speed. We weren't going crazy. Everything was under control." And then, as we know, all of a sudden, the blackout. And so a lot of questions here, because we're going to hear from the Attorney General Anthony Brown here in just a moment, because obviously they're blaming the owner-operator. But the questions are, what role, whose decision was it not to have the tugs escort the Dolly through the Key Bridge? And that's one. And we've heard before from Ed Hale when he was listening that morning, saying this was could be a cost thing because it's expensive. So somebody made a decision based on money, which ended up costing a lot more. And then the state, what role did they play in not fortifying the bridge? Because after all, the NTSB said the Key Bridge was 30 times above the acceptable risk for or threshold for critical bridges. So the Key Bridge was not in good shape for a collision. And that is all, that is on the state. So we'll get to that here in just a second.
813 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. And, of course, with Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, so the pace is still very slow here. 95 northbound after White Marsh Boulevard going out to Harford County. The remains of a tractor-trailer fire are still being attended to. Traffic a little better now. Each time we come back, it seems like there's a little more pace on the northbound side. But that's right there at the bridge at Joppa Road. The tail end of this backup is all the way back beyond White Marsh Boulevard. So we've seen a lot of overflow traffic on Pulaski Highway and on Philadelphia Road out to Mountain Road. Now, beyond that, earlier in the construction area, we had the construction north of Route 24. We had a medic call and a broken down vehicle, same area. The cameras out there, so we don't know for sure if that backup is still there, but the data that we're looking at still says it is slow on the northbound side. I-97 southbound southbound, still slowing after New Cut Road. The accident at Benfield was crowding the left-hand lane. Our backups at both the Harbor Tunnel still in the area of 20 to 25 minutes southbound, both on 95 and 895 south. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, it is going to be mostly sunny today and hot, 84 they expect tonight. Could be hazy from Canadian wildfires. And then tomorrow into Thursday, later this week, we may see temperatures approaching the upper 80s to near 90 degrees. Maybe even some rain coming in on Friday. And right now we're looking at sunny skies throughout the metro area. It is 63 right now in the city, 63 in Dundee. And let's see which Democrat emerges from a Democrat clown EV.
8:15 Tuesday morning, Talk Radio 680 WCBN. This one, well, I think there may be a whole different cause to this individual's issues than the cause that he, she, whatever, seems to specify. This is a poor young man slash woman slash thing slash grapefruit slash llama who has no idea why he, she, etc. cannot seem to find work.
Hey, nobody told me it was going to be impossible to find a job if I was trans, like, at all. I've been applying for a year with my trans pronouns and trans name and everything in between, and no one told me that I was never going to get a f***ing interview because I have it in my resume. I took it out of my resume, I got an interview the next day. I'm working a new job that I've been working for like 2 weeks now as male me because I'm too scared to tell them. God forbid I have diversity in any part of my resume. I can't find a f***ing job.
Yeah, it probably has nothing to do with you being a male me other than the fact that you are indeed a male me. And I suspect that you're putting the wrong focus on the wrong place here. It's probably not a matter of causation because you're trans. That's simply a correlation. The causation most probably are a couple things, because looking at you physically, sir, since you've asked for group appeal here, you want us to tell you what's going on. First of all, the nose ring doesn't help. To be really, really straightforward, you show up for an employer, you want the job, you're wearing a nose ring, guess what? It's going to be rough going from there on. Most employers don't like nose rings very much. Just a trip to the, you know, to those in the know. Secondly, attitude. You show up with that attitude, I can't find a bleeping job, why won't you bleeping hire me? What kind of bleeping place is this? Something tells me again, the interview is not going to go well for you. Sir, you male me. So please get your male me back in the clown car and get out of here.
Unreal.
I've never seen the nose rings, yeah. The eyebrows, 15 or one on each ear.
The old phrase is dress for success. And yeah. If you don't dress the part, look the part, you're not going to get the part.
Yeah, dress for the job you want.
It really is a simple game. 8:18, 18 minutes after the hour. Attorney General Anthony Brown, remember the state going after the owner and operator of the Dolly, saying that they are the ones that are wholly and fully responsible for the Key Bridge collapse.
Grace Ocean, Limited, and Synergy Marine failed. And their failure resulted in one of the most catastrophic and preventable maritime disasters in Maryland history.
Now, one wonders what the new steel deal and the tariffs are going to do to the cost of the replacement of the Dolly. Because do we really want to rebuild the Key Bridge with cheap Chinese steel?
No.
I mean, think about that for just a second.
Buy a tool with Chinese steel, a hand tool. They don't last.
No.
I mean, the steel is substandard.
Yeah, it's not forged properly.
Right.
Because it breaks.
Yeah.
Steel does not normally bend or break, but this stuff does.
And if I put channel locks on a nut, Chinese, I bought them at Home Depot or Lowe's or something, squeeze down, the handle snapped right off.
Yeah.
Well, they're pretty, but don't use them.
Exactly. So the Attorney General says, really, it's the Grace Ocean Limited and, of course, Synergy that failed completely.
They failed even to inform the U.S. Coast Guard, as the law required, or to warn the pilots who boarded the Dolly to help it leave the Port of Baltimore. Instead, they told them everything was fine. but all was not fine.
Yeah, remember we had the caller that day that said that they were out
the day before.
The day before, working on an electrical issue.
Breaker was, kept tripping. They couldn't figure out why.
Yeah. And that,
see what happened the next day? Breaker tripped.
And, of course, that somebody whose job that was to report that, well, I would think that falls on the captain.
Yeah.
If you have knowledge of it, you should report it. And then finally, again, Brown saying that making a case for a state lawsuit here.
But because of the stunning mismanagement, disinterest, or incompetence of the owner and operator of the Dolly, those backup systems failed. They failed to make sure the ship was seaworthy.
And granted, there's got to be some culpability there. There's no doubt.
Absolutely.
But what about, you know, the decision not to have tugs escorted all the way through?
Too expensive, Sean.
Again, well, is that stunning incompetence? Is that mismanagement? Surely mismanagement. Yeah. And or the state ignoring how to fortify both the Key Bridge and the Chesapeake Bay Bridge?
Too expensive, Sean.
For the last
time. Throwing money around like it's bollards.
Yeah. Unreal. It's 820. You don't be throwing money around like it's bollards if your electric code. By the way, the new electric rates are taking place, and by the end of June, you're going to find out exactly how much more you're going to be paying for that electric bill. And if your AC unit is not operating properly and efficiently, it's going to pay even more. That's why you want to call Tim Kyle. Get Tim Kyle, again, the electric service, incredible exterior, landscaping and lighting, but they've branched out now to HVAC services as well. They will come out, take a look at your air conditioning unit, and make sure it's operating properly, make sure it's got the proper coolant, that it's being maintained, and that it's efficient in delivering cooling to your home as we hit the hot weather here in the next couple of days. So call Tim Kyle. Schedule your service today, 410-876-9404. That's 410-876-9404. Or you can go online, timkylecompany.com, and tell them I told you to call.
Is your wear and carry permit about to expire? Don't wait until it's too late. At Free State Gun Range, we offer initial and renewal courses to keep you prepared and protected. Our certification is valid for 2 years, so you can be confident you're up to date and ready to go. Whether you're renewing or starting fresh, our expert instructors provide hands-on, top-notch training. Lock in your training now before prices go up. Secure your spot today. Your safety depends on it. Call Free State Gun Range now.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey guys, it's Carson Tuesday on the show. Someone wants NATO and the U.S. involved in the Russia-Ukraine conflict. Let's hope Donald Trump doesn't take the bait.
What? Are you crazy?
Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Tuesday morning, 8:22, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, The Morning Drive, with Casey and Elliot. Still to come, Stephen Miller sat down with Laura Trump. Actually, they walked around together, come to think of it. But it had some interesting things to say about the nature of government and why the Democrats can't seem to win. Secondly, you have Mayor Scott on crime and how swell things are going here in the city. If you weren't aware of it, he'll tell you. It'll also tell you, just believe me, not your lying eyes. 823, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Right, so the backup is easing finally. Northbound 95, much better now. Coming up from White Marsh Boulevard, the tractor-trailer fire, if it's still there, was on the shoulder now. So the backup right here at Joppa Road is starting to clear, which means things will be a little better coming up from White Marsh Boulevard. Probably still a lot of traffic that was detouring over onto Pulaski Highway. So that's going to be around a while, but things are beginning to settle down. Beyond that, construction northbound at Route 24 in Harford County takes away a lane through there. There's an active fire call now in the city around Collington Avenue and Federal Street. That's over on the east side. I-97, a little bit slow. Earlier accident may be on the shoulder now. Some backing still there. I-97 southbound after New Cut Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
WCBM Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. It's going to be sunny and mild today. 84, the expected high. Right now, 63 in the Middle River, and it's 62 in Severn. It is 824, and we're talking about, of course, the Key Bridge and the transcript. Right, look how long it takes for the NTSB to release that. So it was, what, 15 months ago, whatever? Just incredible.
Been a while.
So now questions continue to be raised about Governor Moore's penchant for embellishment. And remember the Bronze Star scuffle, or I should say kerfuffle or scandal? It is something of, remember, he put on his White House fellowship application.
That he had one.
That he had one.
He didn't. Never got it.
And that he had a Bronze Star and a combat action badge. He did not have it. And it is being explained and excused. He's got it now because it was retroactively given to him. So now he can claim it. But at the time, he did not have it. He wasn't awarded it. And it's being blamed on his superior who told him, put it on your resume because you're going to get it. I don't know of anybody in the United States military that would say, you go ahead and tell people you got it when it wasn't awarded.
Go ahead and tell them that you're a general. I know you're only a second lieutenant now, but you're going to get it. Don't worry.
Yeah, but yet this is what happens when you start to politicize the military. And that's why I think what has happened, unfortunately, to our military over the past several decades. You got a bunch of three-star and four-stars. You got a lot of stuff on their chest. That they got not from actually winning wars and being engaged in combat, but because they basically have said yes, sir, no, sir, to the commander-in-chief. But in this particular case, what I'm bothered by, okay, let's say Wes Moore made a mistake. Okay? Wes Moore is, he thought that he should have received the Bronze Star because his superior told him, put it on your resume, you're going to get it. And maybe he thought he put in for it. It was just a formality.
Yep.
Okay? But that's not the only time this has happened. He also wrote that he received the Maryland College Football Hall of Fame Award. Okay? He was a wide receiver at Johns Hopkins. Now, he was okay. He was good, but he wasn't Hall of Fame material based on his stats. Okay? So we asked our sports reporter, Gary Stein, to research this, and he has concluded, no, Wes Moore did not receive a Maryland College Hall of Fame award. He was honored by the Baltimore chapter of the National Football Foundation in 2002 for receiving a Rhodes Scholarship. This organization is affiliated with the College Football Hall of Fame, but it does not mean he was inducted into any Football Hall of Fame. It has been reported that Moore claimed to have received the Maryland College Football Hall of Fame award in 2006 in an application for the White House Fellowship. However, there is no such award. A former coach of Moore's at Johns Hopkins said he personally wrote that part of the application. So wait a minute. You're applying for a White House fellowship and you don't fill out the application? You let your football coach fill out part of it? And now he's going to blame the football coach for saying that he was part of the College Football Hall of Fame? Folks, this is a pattern. Okay? One time is a mistake, twice is a pattern of embellishment, which is kind of a fancy way of saying you lied.
Yeah. Yep.
You lied on your resume. You lied in an effort to make yourself appear to be something that you were not. And that's what we have here as a governor in the state of Maryland. And, of course, they can find every single Democrat serving in the military or every single Democrat or favorite to the Democrat that are part of the football program or whatever the case may be. But what it doesn't change, the fact is that Wes Moore, you, sir, are responsible. You as an individual. You made these decisions. You purported to make yourself a Bronze Star recipient and an award winner of the College Football Hall of Fame when you, sir, were not. That is problematic to me.
Silence under the law. Silence is consent. If you saw it and was silent about it because, well, so-and-so said it was right.
Yeah.
He's consenting to it.
He's a guy talking about accountability.
Yeah.
And he is not holding himself accountable.
Yeah, but that's Democrat accountability, Sean. That's a very different definition.
Yeah, it's somebody else's fault.
Yeah.
Just incredible. All right. We'll get to more of your calls and comments here. If you'd like to weigh in on that, you can as well. It's 829 in the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. There for you 24/7 should you ever need them in a serious accident resulting in serious injury. You know, the best defense, really, Michael reminds us all, is that our insurance policies we have for our vehicles, whether it be cars, trucks, whatever you have, boats even, make sure that you have the proper coverages. And the proper, what Michael recommends is for make sure that your uninsured and underinsured coverages are up to snuff. Now, Maryland law is woefully inadequate. Michael recommends $100,000 and $300,000 for the uninsured and underinsured. Now, what does that mean? That means for the person that hits you and has no insurance, your insurance company helps to cover you. And that's why you pay for uninsured coverage. Or the person that doesn't have enough insurance. Once again, your insurance company does that. So make sure you have the proper coverages. Any question, call Michael, 410-363-6848 today. It's 8:30. Time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce Elliott.
Thanks, Sean. The 67-year-old man found dead on a burning vehicle last week. The owner of the Tropic Bay Aquatic Garden Center in Davidsonville. Police say Edward Koza was discovered with his arms, hands, and mouth taped, and there was evidence of a struggle inside the garden center. Investigators believe 18-year-olds Jonah Poole and Kylie Dakes assaulted Koza, then put him in his truck and used an accelerant to set it on fire. Poole and Dakes attended Southern High School. They were scheduled to graduate on Monday. Baltimore woman has been sentenced for her role in a fentanyl trafficking operation that supplied dealers in West Virginia. Daniela Giancalli spent over 12 years, or rather will spend over 12 years in federal prison for coordinating the distribution of fentanyl pills to more than 10 drug dealers. The driver of a pickup truck injured after crashing into a building in East Baltimore. Accident happened last night, 1500 block of North Patterson Park Avenue. Impact caused the structure to collapse onto the vehicle. Driver taken to the hospital. Investigators trying to determine what led to the crash. Baltimore County Police investigating a Monday afternoon shooting in the White Marsh area. Officers called to the 6300 block of Kenwood Avenue at around 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Found a juvenile with a gunshot wound to his upper body. Taken to the hospital, he is listed in stable condition. According to the preliminary investigation, shooting was an isolated incident, and there is no ongoing threat to the public. And Maryland Governor Wes Moore has now reached out to Colorado Governor Jared Polis following the weekend terrorist attack on supporters of Israeli hostages. Moore said Maryland stands with Colorado, with the Jewish community, and with all communities targeted by hate. He says the horrific act of anti-Semitic violence was an attack not just on individuals, but on the very principles of the nation. Coming up at 8:32 on WCBM, next, WCBM Traffic and Weather on the threes.
At WCBM, we stand for freedom, hard work, and the businesses that keep our community strong. The local businesses that support WCBM share our values. They believe in you, just like you believe in America. So when you need a service, a product, or a meal out, support the businesses that support WCBM. Your dollars stay local, help hardworking Americans, and keep conservative talk radio alive. Check out our trusted sponsors at WCBM.com and tell them you heard them on WCBM, because when we stand together, we thrive together.
In a world of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates, and increased insurance rates, there's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees. Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Pick three, lottery number 692. Your pick four, 6062. And now at 8:33, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
Both the Harbor Tunnels southbound still looking at delays. We started way early this morning with the backups, and you don't usually recover, so we're still slow. 95 is backed up to Moravia Road. That's going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. 895 is slowing, not quite to Moravia Road, but definitely slow before Pulaski Highway. 25-minute delays right now southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. Things improving from the earlier tractor-trailer fire along I-95 heading out to Hartford County. There is some late slowing in and around the Beltway. That's normal. JFX is okay. It's an active fire call in the city. A lot of equipment there. Collington Avenue and Federal Street over on the east side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off mild for your Tuesday morning with temperatures in the 50s and 60s. Heading toward the afternoon, look for mostly sunny skies. Highs mainly in the low to mid 80s. It will be a bit hazy at times with some of the smoke from the Canadian wildfires in our area. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
100 years of making the most out of a million priceless moments. Then, now, always. Erie Insurance.
Now,
Gary Stein on sports.
835 Sports brought to you by Greeven Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Tomo Sugano has been the Birds' best starter all season, and he takes his 4-3 record and his 3.23 earned run average into tonight's start in Seattle. First pitch at 9:40 p.m. against the Mariners, where he'll face perhaps the surprise team in the league. The Mariners are first place in the West by a half game over the Astros. They boast the game's best closer in Andres Munoz, although he's been roughed up the last two games, and the game's best catcher in Cal Raleigh, who's tied with Shohei for most homers in the majors with 23. One other Oriole note, outfielder Colton Cowser has been activated off the IL after missing 54 games with a broken thumb, and third baseman Jordan Westberg apparently is on the way. Other baseball news, and this one is scary, an intoxicated bettor located overseas was behind social media threats directed last month at Houston Astros pitcher Lance McCullers and his family. Neither the suspect's identity nor his location have been released by the Houston Police Department, but a spokesman told ESPN that the man admitted that he had been gambling on an Astros game, lost money, was frustrated and inebriated when he sent the threats to McCullers. The threats were, quote, to find my kids and murder them. They were sent to the pitcher. Ravens on the practice field in Owings Mills for the second of three OTAs. Another chance for us to see free agent wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins in action, who the team and head coach John Harbaugh feel can be the missing piece.
A big body contested catch receiver for us, you know, certainly. He's moving great. Plus, he brings all that experience. He's been in the big games before. He's made plays in the big games. He knows how to make plays. It's not going to be any situation. It's going to be too big for him.
Last one the Ravens had like that was Anquan Boldin back in the Super Bowl year of 2012. College softball, Oklahoma's run of four straight women's college World Series titles is over. Texas Tech defeating the Sooners 3-2 in the semis last night. The Sooners' record over the last 5 years, 287 wins, 23 losses. And finally, journalism will be back on the track this Sunday at the Belmont. The Preakness winner and Kentucky Derby runner-up opened as an 8-5 favorite. Derby winner Sovereignty went off at 2-1. The time now is 8:37 when we return the matchup that the NBA certainly didn't want.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greeven Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greeven Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greeven Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
The old question, if a tree falls in the woods and nobody hears it, does it fall? Does it matter?
It doesn't make a noise.
Right. Yeah. And so this is what the NBA is confronting. I messed it up, I know. I'm not a pop culture guy.
If a tree falls in the woods and nobody can hear it, well, this is still my fault.
I don't blame a guy from South Florida. He's never been in a forest before. Really, so. Yeah.
But we do have trees.
Ooh, trees. Some of them are like 9 or 10 feet tall, too. It's really impressive.
Indiana is the number 25 market in the country. Oklahoma is the number 47 market in the country. You combine it, that's 72 divided by 2. That's 36. It's the worst market matchup that the NBA could have had in the playoffs. And so the question is, who's going to watch?
Well, that's the problem when you expand Oklahoma and places like that. But we were talking earlier this morning. It's not like I haven't watched a second of any NBA game playoff this
year.
You
do not like the NBA?
College basketball is much as more.
Absolutely.
I got you.
It's not that I don't like it. It's not as compelling as it once was for me. I remember those Celtics-Lakers matchups.
But let's say it was the Celtics and the Lakers.
I remember Bird coming into the league.
Bird, Magic, that. McHale, Parrish.
Look, the problem I have right now with the NBA is what I watch sports for in any sport is wondering whether or not there will be a score, a goal, points made. With the NBA, it always strikes me that with 2 minutes left, it's 123-7, and it ends up that the guy with seven wins the game 2 minutes later. Because it's like gimme shots.
I've never seen that.
I don't know about that. I mean, back in the day, in the 60s and 70s, all the games were 140-135. Right. But regardless. But let me ask, though, if it were the Celtics and the Lakers this year, would you be interested in that?
I would, because I like the big market matchups.
It's the tradition.
It's the tradition. It's the big market matchups. It's also the players, too. There's nothing all that exciting about Oklahoma for me.
So I'm not going to talk about it for the next two weeks.
Okay. You can. It is sports, by the way.
It is.
All right. Thanks, Gary. It's 8:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Mike in Bel Air. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike. Michael could not hang with us. Sorry, buddy. Give us a shout back when you have the opportunity. 410-WCBM-680 is our telephone number. Toll-free long distance is 1-800-WCBM-680. One of the interesting things that happens in politics is the two sides both try to build a narrative. The Democrats continue to try to build this narrative that the world has gone to hell in a handbasket ever since Donald Trump was elected. They keep saying the economy is in terrible, awful, horrible and shake. Am I correct in thinking, Sean, that Rick Santelli was the guy who actually kind of spurred the Tea Party into existence?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. So Rick Santelli is now over at CNBC, and this is what he has to say about where the economy now is 4 months into the year.
Really, for the first 4 months of the year, they're stellar. They're really stellar. I mean, I could go back and look at the first 4 months of many different years. Really very strong numbers.
Really very strong numbers in the economy. I mean, stunningly strong numbers. And Santelli says something else. For the first time in his lifetime, he has the sense, whether you want to or not, he can actually watch the sausage being made. This is a transparent administration.
This administration is criticized for just about everything under the sun. I've never, ever in my lifetime had glimpses into the politics of an administration in the form of transparency like this one. Why don't we be, give credit where credit is due.
I also
income really shooting up.
Yeah, that of course is Rick Santelli. Now, Stephen Miller, obviously one of the senior advisors for Donald Trump, had this conversation with this woman who has a TV show. Her name is Laura Trump, and among the things he had to say is one of the problems the Democrats have is they don't have a saleable message.
Part of the reason why they have resorted to lawfare as effectively their entire political strategy is because they have an unsellable ideology. In other words, they're committed in a popular democracy. They're committed to a series of beliefs that are like 10-20% in support. So they have to be corrupt to get anything done.
Yeah, when we go here, says they have to be corrupt to get anything done. I think he's right in that contention. If you question it, he lists very carefully some of the major goals the Democrat Party seems to have.
Men and women sports, as President says, completely open borders to the worst criminals on the face of the earth. People guilty of child predation, murder, even people who are guilty of violent torture and beating and killing and just senseless slaughtering. And they're let in without limitation for 4 years, right? A political party that's committed to raising taxes on everybody, right? A political party that is against the police, that wants to defund the police in your community, that wants to let rioters run free. And the punching bag for all of this are the hardworking American citizens.
Yeah. Now, one thing Miller points out, Sean, I think is very interesting is with those numbers, the Democrats had 20% of the 2080 issues, you know, where the Republicans taking the 80% side, Democrats taking the 20% side. Miller says for them to compete, they can't do it if it's free and fair in this country.
Right.
They have to be corrupt. They have to have a system that's perverse.
If we can accomplish these reforms to just have a free and fair society, the Democrats are doomed. They cannot compete or operate in a fair system, which is why they have to rig it.
Period. So when they say, we need to help out Peter over there, just take money from Paul, it'll be just fine. And Paul, I worked hard for this money. It is my money. I worked hard for it so I could provide for myself, for my family, and for the advancement of my personal goals. What do you mean you give it to Peter? He sits around on Medicaid, doesn't work, and sucks the money out of the system. No, thank you. And the majority of Americans is with a guy who doesn't like to have his pockets picked.
Speaking of sucking the money out of the system,
Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
Gee, how did I know that was coming?
I just had no idea.
I should have had a technical problem right then. I would have killed that right off. But either way, I stepped right into it, so here I am.
All right, then.
All right. Northbound 95, if you're taking the ramp onto onto 395 northbound, there's an incident on that ramp. Appears to be a wreck. Might be a broken-down vehicle. It's on the right side there against the wall, so it's just a brief delay. Now, the way I look at it, it looks like a broken-down vehicle with a state highway truck behind it. So it's on the ramp that takes you up to the Sky Ramp and eventually into the Camden Yards area. So not a big deal, but an active scene there. Beltway a little bit slow yet. Both the tunnels are still crawling. 95 is still backed up to Moravia Road. 895 is still backed up beyond Pulaski Highway. 20 to 25 minute delays southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, mostly sunny, mild today, and high of about 84. Could be hazy from Canadian wildfires. Temps could go upper 80s, low 90s later this week with maybe some Friday rain. Sunny 63 in Glen Burnie, 62 in Parkville. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good.
George Strait, who is a legendary country music artist, surprised a military veteran at his show recently just up the road in Pennsylvania. Through his partnership with the Military Warriors Support Foundation, George was able to gift Sergeant Derek Austin a brand new home.
I want you to meet this incredible American Purple Heart recipient, Sergeant Derek Austin. Sergeant Austin was deployed in Afghanistan and was injured severely from shrapnel wounds when his convoy was attacked. Being wounded so severely because of that, he also suffered severely from TBI and PTSD. Well, we're going to say thank you in a very, very, very special way. And we're going to give this incredible hero a beautiful home.
And that is just an incredible moment. Thank you to George Strait and honoring our real heroes who have served with great distinction and honor and who either injured so many have lost limbs and come back with PTSD and so on and so forth. It's great that we can help them out. That is for sure. But I did want to play perhaps what I think is the soundbite of the year. And there are many. We'll put this up here, and maybe at the end of the year we'll vote on it. You know who Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd is.
Sure.
Okay, he's America's sheriff. He used to be Joe Arpaio. The new America sheriff is Grady Judd. Back in 2022, in the wake of Hurricane Ian, he encouraged victims of the storm to shoot looters until they look like, quote, grated cheese, end of quote. Florida is the law and order state, and Sheriff Judd and Governor DeSantis are on the same page. Recently, DeSantis had Judd as a guest on a podcast, and the conversation turned to the controversial shooting of a man 68 times. Sheriff Grady Judd had no apologies.
And we shot him. We shot him a lot. We shot him so much you could read the New York Times newspaper through him. And they asked me, one of the newspaper folks said, that's the first one to ask, well, we got a report that you shot him 68 times. And I go, here was a complete statement. I said, absolutely. I guess we ran out of bullets. And he laughed. He said, I'm going to write that. I said, well, write this. He'd already shot and killed a canine, shot and killed a canine deputy, shot a backup deputy, shot at two police officers, and pointed a gun at a SWAT team. What did he think was going to happen to him?
True. Yeah. Let's follow the logic through here.
But seriously.
What could possibly go wrong?
He was getting grief for they shot the guy 68 times. If you're going to shoot at a SWAT team, and each one of these guys are firing off, I don't know, 10, 12, 15 rounds or whatever, and all of them are good marksmen, you're going to get ventilated, as they say. Wow.
And the guys are listening here, hold my beer. No, bad idea. Very bad idea.
Mayor Brandon Scott announced Monday, crime in Baltimore continues to drop over the month of May. 24% drop in homicides, 24% drop in non-deadly shootings. Only 55 homicides recorded so far this year. That's the fewest.
That's amazing, truly. It is.
Fewest in the first 5 months of any year on record. Lowest amount of homicides ever recorded in a single month, he says. Thefts are down 33%, robberies down 22%, arson down 19%, carjackings are down 11%. He said, quote, this continued progress shows our strategy to build a safer, better Baltimore is working. Thanks to our comprehensive violence prevention plan and the dedicated work of our community violence intervention ecosystem, BPD, and partners across the criminal justice system, homicides and shootings continue to fall. But let me be clear, this is not a time for celebration. One death is one too many. We'll continue to double down on evidence-based strategies as we work to finally cure the disease of violence that has plagued our communities for far too long. End of quote. Well, yeah, that's good if those numbers are accurate. If they're not massaging or manipulating the numbers, that's good. The problem that I have is that the juvenile crime wave continues to explode. And my question is, are juvenile crimes lumped into the other crime stats?
I think there's a breakout, but usually you see the aggregate number.
Yeah, because because we have four juveniles, including four teenagers, two juveniles, arrested on a handgun and drug charges. Did you see the weapons they pulled off these 16, 17, 18, 19-year-old? No. Five weapons, all of them semi-automatics, four weapon modifications, ammunition, and other bad stuff was pulled off these teenagers. And we had the shootings the other day downtown Baltimore. Just incredible. It just seems to me there's an explosion of juvenile crime, and it contradicts the message the mayor is giving us that overall crime is coming down. So I'm not quite sure how we are able to make sure the two equate. I don't see it yet. I'd like to see some more data as to whether or not you're counting all of the crime or just the adult crime. Are you splitting out the juvenile crime from the adult crime, or does it all go together? Because a lot of times we don't have the names of the juveniles. A lot of times the juveniles are released, and we had the guy that was released that stole, 120 cars, in the last week or so. So just incredible. All right, 8:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. A little bit later on this morning, I'll be checking in with Vinny Steele as we record his brand-new set of commercials. And Vinny's just a great guy. He is a professional. He's a great father, and he also is very philanthropic. He works with Johns Hopkins Children's Center with proceeds of all of his sales. Some of the proceeds going to the Johns Hopkins Children's Center. He raises money. So he's a great benefactor, but he's even just an amazing realtor. And so when you're looking to sell your home, and right now it's kind of tough because there are a lot more sellers than there are buyers. So you want to make sure that you get the right person, and Vinny's got the database with tens of thousands of buyers really ready, willing, and able to purchase your home. So just call Vinny, 410-709-7515. And once you agree on price and time frame, sign the contract, your home is sold. Guaranteed. Call Vinny Steele, your home sold guarantee realty, 410-709-7515.
Wake up your senses at the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville. The aroma of fresh cooked pretzels, jumbo Maryland crab cakes, and sizzling meats welcomes you the moment you walk through our doors. With over 20 unique stalls, you'll find baked goods, Amish specialties, homemade decor, furniture, and smiles from our friendly staff everywhere you turn. Bring the whole family for a day of old-fashioned charm, shopping, and unforgettable eats. We're open Thursday and Friday from 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. Pennsylvania Dutch Market, where tradition meets taste. The Rob Carson Show.
Hey guys, it's Carson Tuesday on the show. Someone wants NATO and the U.S. involved in the Russia-Ukraine conflict. Let's hope Donald Trump doesn't take the bait. Plus, an energy nonprofit says Joe Biden's executive actions regarding the climate are criminal.
Show weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
8:52 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCB. By the way, have you ever seen, Sean, have you ever seen Rob Carson dance to a smooth operator? It's a sight. It is. Yeah. I'm not saying it's a pleasant sight, but it's a sight. It's something you should probably experience once in life.
I've seen him dodge before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, which is good. He's good at that.
Yes, very good.
He's good at that.
Yeah.
He can be in Dodgeball, the movie, part 5. 8:53 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBU. Traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
All right, two lane problems just cropped up. There's a broken down vehicle here on the inner loop right before 795. Nobody with it yet, sitting there in the left-hand lane. It's a black vehicle, appears to be black, and he's against the construction wall on the inner loop. Now, anybody north from Liberty Road, you're going to have to be to the center and the right as you're coming up through that area. Again, there's nobody there. State Highway truck probably on the way, but this guy's in a bad spot on the inner loop as you're coming up through Liberty Road. The outer loop is still slow through that area. There's also just a report coming in, 895 southbound, that there may be a wreck between Moravia Road and Pulaski Highway. We were already backed up in that area anyway, so now there's a medic in it. It's going to be arriving there pretty soon. There's a wreck near Druid Hill Park. I love the name of this street. Alkin to Raleigh Terrace. Near Druid
I'm
Hill
very
Park.
Very impressed with how you pronounce that, Chuck.
Yes, that's right. Alkin to Raleigh. Thank you so much. I'll feed you see. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. CC's in your on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
In WCBM Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, a sunny, mild 84 today. Right now, sunny and 64 in Glen Burnie. It is 65 in Parkville. Kim Klasick live coming up next right after the 9 o'clock news. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. We got bright, sunny colors on. This looks good.
Yes.
Man.
Well, this week will be nice and bright and sunny. And, so I'm excited.
And toasty
as
well.
It's weather.
Yes. Yes, it is. So I'm happy. Of course, we're going to talk about the latest updates in the Colorado anti-Semitic terrorist attack. That's what I'm calling it here. But, you know, to find out that this guy was at one point in time an Uber driver, of course, a lot of people are questioning the vetting process with Uber. So we'll talk about that. Also, DJS taking some more heat due to staffing and working conditions. I think we've heard about this before with whistleblowers coming forward. We're going to discuss that as well, because if they are short-staffed and they are overwhelmed, it started to make more sense while even more of these kids are being put into this diversion program. Possibly they don't want to deal with some of these children. So we'll talk about that. And then also, did you guys see Tinder? I know that you guys are probably both on Tinder.
Oh, yeah. Spent a lot of time on Tinder, Kim. Yeah. Well, my wife was saying, hey, honey, what do you want to do tonight? I think I'll go on Tinder, thanks.
Bruce is on Tinder.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's a medically challenged dating.
Okay. I'm fully roasted is what I'm on.
Well, they're putting in all these filters now, and one of them being a height requirement. And a lot of the guys are snapping back and saying, well, then we shouldn't be able to have a weight requirement.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
So we're going to talk about
BMI.
This.
I like a
what about
pressure,
the latest thing
please?
With the ChatGPT? Women are asking, am I hot?
Oh,
and they're letting AI determine.
Oh my god,
it's just bizarre.
Oh, wow.
If you could do that in the 11 o'clock hour, we'd all listen.
Yeah. Well, that's a self esteem issue.
Yeah.
And that's sad to hear.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, because you know what? I think social media plays a large role in that.
You know what?
You're 100% right.
I don't care.
I know. I've noticed that.
I'm not going to ask my mom.
I don't care. Way more than guys, really? I think, when it comes to looks.
I got a pair of old jeans and a ratty t-shirt. I'm cool.
Yeah. No, and that's sad. Oh, that breaks my heart, actually.
Yeah.
If people are asking that.
By the way, if you get a chance, I don't know if you've seen it yet or not, Ivan Bates has got an op-ed today in the Sun paper on the juvenile crime system, and it is one that I think you should read because he is calling for a juvenile justice system that mirrors the adult system. There actually be punitive measures.
Okay.
And a third
consequences.
Party.
What a concept.
Consequences.
Wow.
So I wholeheartedly 100% agree with Mr. Bates in his op-ed today, guest commentary in the Baltimore Sun. I think it's an important voice that he brings as a Democrat, as an elected leader, and I think that hopefully more people will listen to him.
Yeah. Okay, I'll definitely read that.
Yeah.
Oh, real quick, I got into a back and forth with Councilman Zeke Cohen on Twitter yesterday, or X. Yeah, you know, there was a BGE employee that called and said that a lot of what's going on in the state of Maryland as far as the rate increases has to do with obviously supply and demand. And it's not really on BGE, but Zeke Cohen and others are pointing the finger at BGE. So I posted that with the audio file from the show, and Zeke Cohen was like, how dare you? This is inaccurate. I said, look, the guy, it's a BGE employee. It's not me.
Right.
And he's like, the People's Council says otherwise.
Is he coming on?
No, he's not going to come on. I wish he would, but I think this is craziness.
Come on, Zeke. Reach down there and grab him, buddy.
Come on, Zeke.
Yeah, but you know what? This is so crazy. It's like now you're calling this BGE employee a liar, right? This isn't coming from me.
The Democrats don't want to admit, Kim, the role that they have played in the war on fossil fuel. They don't want to be the ones that the Marylanders wake up one day and go, oh, yeah, it was them.
Yeah. I said it's the same thing that happened with Zeke, you know, many years ago with the Defund the Police movement.
Yeah. Yep. Let's go ahead and shut down all electric generation, all coal plants in the state. Wow, what a surprise. We're short on electricity. How'd that happen?
All right. Kim's got an action-packed, entertaining, and information-filled show for you, so be tuned right after the 9 o'clock news here on WCBM. Rescue Natural Supplements, I want to remind you that the rollback pricing has been extended for 2010 all the way from Memorial Day. So when you go on their website, res-q.com, you will see that rollback pricing. And, of course, it is a significant reduction in prices. In addition to that, you get a coupon code of, you have to save 33% off any single bottle of any rescue natural supplement or product in our inventory. Use the coupon code WELLNESS, WELLNESS. That's wellness. And you, of course, will save a third, of course, off the price of any single bottle, as well as the rollback pricing, already marked down significantly. And here's what you do. Go to the website, res-q.com. And to order today, enter the coupon code at checkout, and you're off and running. Or you can call if you don't have access to a computer. 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-262-5483. That's going to do it for us today. We're back at it tomorrow morning, bright and early at 6 a.m. here on CBM. Until then, God bless our troops and God bless America. See you in the morning.
This is the right choice for Maryland.